Prevention Hotline, 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 760
and HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Publicity stunt outrage.
Where are they setting up the gallows for the guys who did this?
Deal on an Iraq war resolution.
This compromise language clearly could bring a substantial vote.
Candidate language flap.
I do not think it was a racially pejorative statement.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It's publicity, but not the kind a big cable company had bargained for. The city of Boston was thrown into chaos yesterday when several battery and wire illuminated signs that were part of a Cartoon Network promotion were mistaken for explosive devices. Two arrests have been made, and Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley says investigators will be examining the role of others,
including the Turner Broadcasting Company and any public relations companies that were involved.
Roads were closed as authorities checked out the devices. The estimated cost so far, around $750,000. And Boston Mayor Tom Menino says those responsible will have to pay.
We have the law department and the financial folks working to send them a bill for all the ad expenses that we had to keep the police officers over the second shift, also to bring the extra bomb squads in.
Now, one of those arrested was Peter Berdovsky, the artist who created the devices for the promotion in Boston and several other major cities. His attorney's Michael Rich.
He's very surprised that, you know, anything came of it.
Turner Broadcasting has apologized, but on the streets, there's not much sympathy.
Good God. Pathetic. That's sad.
I think somebody just goofed not communicating with the police.
These companies are messing around and they're hurting everyone.
Well, two of the Senate's heavy hitters have bridged differences over language and agreed on a single resolution opposing President Bush's troop escalation in Iraq. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
This is the long-expected compromise that could bring enough Republican support to get past the 60 votes any resolution's going to need in the Senate. The two versions being merged both oppose the troop buildup, but differed in language. The compromise, agreed to by Democratic Senator Carl Levin and Republican John Warner, would drop language saying the move is against the national interest and oppose any cutoff of funds. There remain other competing resolutions, and further changes may very well occur when this gets to the Senate floor next week.
Expect tough questions today when General George Casey appears at his Senate confirmation hearings. He's the man President Bush has nominated as the next Army Chief of Staff. New research says the U.S. is far behind nearly every other wealthy country when it comes to family-oriented policies, including paid sick days, maternity leave, and support for breastfeeding. In New York, this woman says she's not surprised.
I lived in Germany for 6 months, and the world revolves around the family, and we don't view the family as importantly.
Well, name the country's most common eating disorder. Here's a hint. It's neither anorexia nor bulimia. Live to CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett. Dave, it's binge eating?
If you stuff yourself twice a week, Harvard experts say you're a binge eater. Dr. James Hudson led the study.
Binge eating was associated with obesity, particularly severe obesity.
Overall, eating disorders affect 9.3 million Americans.
The disorder is more prevalent in women than men, a 60-40 ratio.
But researchers were surprised to find that 850,000 men suffer from eating disorders. They say guys are less likely to get psychological help, and they may keep binge or purge problems a secret. Nick?
A nasty taste of old man winter in the South as a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain forces cancellation of hundreds of flights. In Blytheville, Arkansas, reporter Brian Kubler says it hasn't taken much snow to make life chaotic.
There's about 2, maybe 3 inches on the ground here, and it's more than anyone is able to deal with here. Schools are closed here as people struggle with the biggest snowfall, some have told me, in their lifetime.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Well, the cold is here, but it's going to get even colder and more snow.
Cloudy and colder with snow developing by 6 p.m., continuing through Friday.
Meteorologist Kathy Sabin says the high tomorrow is just going to be 8 degrees. A bill that would allow a lot of Coloradans to buy generic prescription drugs through the state is now heading to the state Senate. The House yesterday approved that program aimed at people who can't afford health insurance but earn too much money to qualify for Medicaid. Analysts estimate about 250,000 folks could sign up during the first year. Two resolutions, of course, have been circulating in the U.S. Senate against President Bush's plan to send more than 21,000 troops to the so-called surge in the Iraq War. Colorado Democratic Senator Ken Salazar says he's in favor of both resolutions.
I think that the president's efforts to do a surge at this point in time is not something that will ultimately help us bring about the goal or achieve the goal, which is to create security within Iraq.
Salazar says we had two surges last year and neither one did any good. And best-selling author and columnist Molly Ivins has died after a long battle with breast cancer. She was a sharp-witted liberal who skewered the Republican political establishment, usually referred to President Bush as shrub. More than 400 newspapers ran her column, which combined strong liberal views and populist-toned humor. And she will be missed. Molly Ivins, dead at 62. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. We do have a couple of off-highway issues. A shuttle bus wreck out near DIA off on the Frontage Road near Pena and 75th. Major water main break off Colorado and Cherry Creek Drive south. Now, Colorado is back open in both directions. Exposition still shut down. We have a huge sheet of ice there. Eastbound 14th also still closed between Delaware and Spear. That's due to that waterline sewer construction. Other than those side street issues, it's a quiet start to the ride on freeways. Traffic at normal speeds. No collision, stalls, or major delays. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and cold. More snow by the afternoon rush. High of 23. Right now, overcast and 3. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Question for us.
But the story and speculation surrounding it has been so sensational that Shaw hopes it doesn't interfere with bringing the plotters to justice.
Some of that speculation and some of that reporting is bordering on the unhelpful and is potentially damaging to the investigation and any potential prosecution.
The Osgood File. MP3s and podcasts of these broadcasts are available at theosgoodfile.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Sweet! I've been waiting for lunch all day!
Me too! Natalie, I'll trade my apple for your potato chips.
I don't know, Matthew, my potato chips for your cookie.
Let's see. Billy, what's that?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine!
Rich chocolate Ovaltine!
An apple and my gummy bears for the Ovaltine?
No way!
Potato chips and grape juice for the rich chocolate Ovaltine?
No way!
Two cookies, bubblegum, and my Hershey's chocolate milk?
Double no way!
Aww! More Ovaltine, please!
The Osgood File, February 1st, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
A jolly mood again this morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's Jay Marvin, John M., and John Turk. And today, a high of 22 and a 60% chance of snow. And I maintain that it's too cold out right now for it to snow. Because when it gets down really low, it doesn't snow.
Yeah, when I left my house this morning, it was minus 1.
Yeah, it was 11.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Energy Hog the team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House, a house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
New washer. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
Colorado's adoptive families encounter challenges every single day. The good news is the Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC, is here to help. From support groups and newsletters to workshops and financial aid, resources are now available for families who have adopted through the child welfare system. A friendly voice and a network of services to support adoptive families. COPARC is funded by the Colorado Department of Human Services and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttext.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
You can call 303-713-7600 and tell us what you think. So here's the audio of the Biden thing, courtesy of CNN, and you got to listen very, very carefully to it.
In an interview with the New York Observer, questions were raised when Democratic presidential candidate Senator Joe Biden used the word clean in describing Senator Barack Obama.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African American who was articulate and bright and clean and a nice looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
Yeah.
And what does Senator Barack Obama think of that?
I mean, you'd have to ask Senator Biden what he was thinking. I don't spend too much time worrying about what folks are talking about.
But hours after he made these comments to CNN, Senator Obama released a statement saying, quote, "I didn't take Senator Biden's comments personally, but obviously they were historically inaccurate. African-American presidential candidates like Jesse Jackson, Shirley Chisholm, Carol Moseley Braun, and Al Sharpton gave a voice to many important issues through their campaigns, and no one would call them inarticulate." The Reverend Jesse Jackson, who ran against Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination in 1988, said Biden's comments called for an explanation.
I do not think he meant to say anything intentional that was off color, but it certainly is highly suggestive.
In a conference call, Senator Biden said his comments were taken out of context.
"My mother has an expression, clean as a whistle, sharp as a tack. That's the context. He's crisp and clear."
It's classic Joe Biden. It's really history repeating itself.
Biden dropped out of the 1988 presidential race following charges he plagiarized a speech of a British Labour Party leader. And just last year, he caused controversy with comments that some had to hear for themselves to believe. The comments are still posted on the Internet.
"You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent."
Biden later explained the comment, saying he was referring to a vibrant Indian-American community in the state of Delaware.
Will this be the first time that somebody has gotten in the presidential race and then gotten out the next day?
I don't know. I don't know. I think the guy, he's a nice person. I've met him.
Yeah.
But I think he's a fool. I don't know if he meant to be racist. I think what he meant to say was that Obama's clean as a whistle and that you can't find much on him and that he's very mainstream, where a lot of people would look at Jesse Jackson, a lot of people would look at Al Sharpton and not feel that they're mainstream, and a lot of people would also look a lot of people don't even know Carol Moseley Braun, who used to be the former senator from Illinois and, you know, was defeated, and I think she's growing, she runs a walnut farm or whatever it is in Georgia.
Walnut farm.
Yeah, it was her family's. It was her mother's.
Oh, how cool.
And so she went down there to take care of it. So I don't know. Does Biden have a reason to apologize? Do you think he does?
I think he should.
I think he does. I think he should say, I blew it. right?
If he had used the word fresh, it would have been okay. But to say clean and then articulate.
All right, was it racist what he said?
Yeah, it was.
You think it was racist?
I think it was definitely racist.
All right, here's...
It was unintentional. I'm sure it was unintentional racism, but, you know, as we've talked about before, that sometimes there's just that subconscious
which
racism.
Slips out. All right, here's what Biden says. Here's Biden explaining himself.
He understood exactly what I meant, and I have no doubt that Jesse Jackson and every other black leader, Al Sharpton and the rest, will know exactly what I meant.
All right, do you buy this? Yes or no? 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. Was what Joseph Biden said, was it racist? Does he owe Barack Obama an apology, even though he gave one? Should he drop out? That's another thing. Maybe he should get out. He hasn't got any chance to win, but should he get out? Your reaction to Joseph Biden, there's nothing wrong with critically examining our own, I guess. 303-713-7600. By the way, there was a conservative guy who sent me an email, said, well, you know, you'll never talk about this on the air. Now, if this were Trent Lott, you'd be all over it. And hey, we're going to do it. We're going to look at it. 303-713-7600. Was it racism what Joseph Biden said?
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra is proud to present conductor Nicholas Carthy and violinist Edward Dusenbaer this Saturday night at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. The performances will feature Haydn's Symphony No. 78 in C minor and Beethoven's Concerto for violin and orchestra. For details or more information, call the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra box office today at 303-449-1243 or log on to boulderphil.org.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Yourself down. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
I was born for adventure.
I was born to lead.
I was born to help people.
I was born to be a National Guard soldier.
Because I'm a doer.
Because I want to serve.
Because I'm compassionate.
Whenever the call comes,
I'll be ready.
My unit responds and takes action.
The community can trust that we will be there to help.
No matter what the challenge is, we will bravely face it as National Guard soldiers.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us about the job opportunities available in your state.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, or by the Colorado Broadcasters Association in this station.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
You may have heard that a diet rich in antioxidants helps promote a healthy heart, but do you know where to find them? Welch's 100% grape juice. It's full of powerful antioxidants, just like red wine. Help protect your heart with delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African American,
yeah,
who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
Yeah.
All right, there's Joseph Biden. Now, is that racist? What happens if Trent Lott were to make a comment like that, or Dennis Hastert? 24 minutes after 6. Snow likely today, about a 60% chance. High today.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. Mm. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No, but you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
They would think about it, but I have a tendency to side with you. I just think it came out wrong.
Well, I think we're going to probably see a lot of it. You know, like, as we get closer and closer to the 08 elections, you know, you're going to find this sniping going on about, hey, look at what he said, you know, look what he did, and all that stuff. And I'm sure Barack Obama is going to start experiencing some of that. In fact, he already has with that Madrasa thing, you know, which was a complete line of baloney and blew up in the faces of the right wing.
Oh, by the way.
Talk show guys.
Yeah, by the way, he retaliated against Fox yesterday for that.
What'd he do?
He's frozen them out of his campaign. They can't get any interviews with him. They can't. He won't pay any attention to them. While right now that's not a big thing, once he gets into the primaries, that's going to be troublesome. And then if he is to win the nomination, then it's really going to be troublesome because they won't be able to, you know, they'll have to get everything secondhand. He's basically told them to go to hell.
Do you think he was pretty pissed off about what they said?
I think he was upset, but my experience with him has been that he's got pretty thick skin, and he's a pretty optimistic, calm kind of guy. And doesn't really let much rattle him, because when he ran in the primary, there were some opponents that tried to slime him a little bit on the quiet side by playing with his name and his middle name, and he just shrugged it off and kept going. I wish that I had his stamina. I really do. Rick, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, Jay, take care.
Okay, let's go to Nanette in Castle Rock. Nanette, hi. You're on AM 760.
Jay, I was so angry when I heard this, I couldn't get out of my neighborhood fast enough. Number one, I am so sick of political correctness going too far. what Biden meant, and I don't have any great love one way or the other for Biden. I don't really follow him. But Barack Obama is a clean cut, but I don't even think he meant that way. He has a clean history. There's no scandals. There's no adultery. There's no this, that, or the other thing. He is one of the few people, let alone black, white, or otherwise, who's articulate and happens to speak English correctly. And I am so tired of listening to newscasters, and including you, nothing personal, from you all the way up to Katie Couric and all the other talking heads currently on the air, who don't use our language correctly. It was not meant as anything, in my opinion, a little bit of envy or jealousy, because really Barack has everything going for him. I disagree on the good-looking part, but that's like a teacher saying to a kid, hey, you're acting like a third-grade girl, you know, a 15-year-old boy. And he says, and he gets fed up. Political correctness has gone nuts.
Well, the other thing I can say to you is this, that if you watch old movies, and I mean really old ones, ones done in the 30s, and you listen to the way they talk, they sound strange, like they have an accent. But they really don't. What that's called is, that's called American stage English. Now, that used to be the way people talked. They not only talked that way in the movies, but also in the 30s, they talked that way on radio. They used American stage English. At some point, probably in the 40s and 50s, we fell out of that. And then not only did we fall out of it, but then you were discouraged from actually engaging in it. So what most people on the air do now, myself, John M., everybody else, is we use American slang, and we don't use what would be considered entirely proper grammar, because using American stage English is looked down upon and sounds odd and funny. As far as the other things go with Obama, yeah, you're right, except here's something you need to confront. Jesse Jackson says that Biden needed to explain himself. So what would you say to Jesse Jackson with that comment?
Jesse Jackson needs to explain an awful lot about himself, and when he lives in a glass house and he's willing to stone.
Well, yeah, but you can't do that. You can't do that because Jesse Jackson is raising a legitimate question. Jesse Jackson has apologized for his mistakes in the past, and you can't turn around and impugn his character simply because he raises a question, because a black man raises a question about something that a white man says.
No, but if they will, most white people don't bother. Well, I don't even want to go with the most white people, black people. I don't look at things that way. What I look at is, I heard a comment. He is one of the few Americans, black happens, and one of the few blacks that I have ever spoken who speaks as well as Barack Obama does. Now, does that need explaining? I think it was a compliment. If the man doesn't get it, he's being deliberately obtuse. And you know it, or I can't say you know it, but I believe that Jesse Jackson knows it. But in these political races, they look for every nitpick and little thing they can possibly find to smear somebody, to make them look bad, one way or the other. And it's not right.
All right. Last question. If this were John Boehner or Trent Lott or Newt Gingrich had made this comment, what would you say?
I'd be shocked that they'd make it, and I'd say again, you know, they must be jealous or envious because they're not.
All right, fair enough. Nanette, thanks. Drive safe.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
I don't think she's very happy with me.
Well, you know.
I was just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, but to people that say, I mean, the combo is the first mainstream African-American who's articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. Excuse me, I got three words. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, except I'd volley back by saying, do you think Martin Luther King was mainstream in the early 60s? Do you think he was mainstream in, say, 66? He became mainstream later, and he became more mainstream after he died. But there were a lot of people in this country who didn't like him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, in 1966, this country was still...
65, 63, 62.
Yeah.
There was no Federal Voting Rights Act until 64.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned before that I remember even in the mid-50s in Miami when I was a little kid, you had separate drinking fountains.
Right. So I don't know. People can answer that question, whether Martin Luther King, whether they consider him to be mainstream. He's certainly mainstream to us. He was always mainstream to me. He probably is mainstream to you.
Yeah.
But was he mainstream to America in, say, 1963? That I can't answer. I don't know. We'd have to go back and try to find polls from 63 and 62 to answer that question. 303-713-7600, two lines open, is what Joe Biden said wrong. Does he owe Barack Obama an apology, because he did give that? And is what he said, do you consider it to be racist? It's 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour. Here's the lovely Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Have our first wreck of the morning. It's in a bad spot, southbound I-25 at the Thornton Parkway. Right lane blocked there, so that's just adding to the backups in that area. Have the normal buildup on those other north side highways, eastbound 270 between I-76 and Vasquez. Of course, the eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Federal. Also, avoid this area off Colorado Cherry Creek Drive south. We had a water line break. Huge sheet of ice there. Still has exposition closed. Colorado is back open. Light rail having some trouble. It's shut down between Parker to the Dayton Street Bridge due to a possible power outage. Weather today, partly cloudy and cold. More snow by the afternoon rush. High of 23. Right now, overcast and 6. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, get up to a $90 cash rebate with purchase of Continental or General tires. That's right, up to $90 cash back. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership.
I can help.
We're better, we're proving it, and we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 3-1807.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Ultimate Electronics. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You can't afford to wait that long for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. Well, now you can get the cash you need immediately. J.G. Wentworth can help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. You've seen our ads on TV. You need cash now. Now is the time to call. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call J.G. Wentworth now. Find out how you can turn your structured settlement payments into cash you can use today. For free information, call 1-800-500-6517. Your bills won't wait, your expenses won't wait, and your settlement money is spread out over years. Don't wait. Get cash now from J.G. Wentworth. It's your money, isn't it? Use it when you need it. For free information, call us now at 1-800-500-6517. That's 1-800-500-6517. 1-800-500-6517.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM760, Progressive Talk.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African-American who was articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
Yeah. Well, there's what Joseph Biden had to say. Now, your reaction to it at 303-713-7600. Good morning, 639, 39 minutes past the hour. Snow likely again today, a high of 60% chance of snow. High today, 22, and it's cold out there right now. Don't forget, listen at 720. We'll announce the winner of the weight contest to guess how much weight I've lost. And I went to the doctor yesterday. If I tell you how much weight I lost, it'll blow your mind. It'll absolutely blow your mind. What else did I want to say? Coming up at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to Colonel Sam Gardner. We've had him on numerous times. He's got the inside track about Iran and about what's going on there. And also, we'll talk about the papilloma virus. Did I say that right? Papilloma? Papilloma virus. And there's a poll question up at am760.net on the Jay Marvin page, and you can vote on that. Let's go to Cheryl in Westminster. Westminster's a place that I'm going to be this Saturday morning at a Democratic women's breakfast. I'm going to speak there. Yeah, Cheryl, they made the mistake of inviting me, so I hope I don't ruin their breakfast. But good morning, and it's nice to have you on the air.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. What I want to say is I think, and I don't want this to sound like a cop-out, but I think really Biden is the only one who can answer in his heart whether his comment was racist. Now, I don't think he is overtly racist, but his comment to me smacked of racism in that I don't think he would describe a white person as articulate or clean. We just don't assume, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? I don't know about that. I think you could say about anybody. I think you could say, well, he's clean cut. He's well spoken.
Would you say that about Hillary? In a complimentary way, would you call her articulate?
Yes, yeah, I would, but I wouldn't. But I wouldn't say she was clean cut because I don't know what that. I don't know how to apply that to a woman.
Well, as the first female running for president, Hillary Clinton is articulate. As the first white female, would you say Hillary Clinton is articulate?
No, because I think there have been other white females who you could talk about, including Patsy Schroeder from here, who I just saw speak last year and was marvelous.
Did she run for president?
Yeah, she did. At one time,
she
was considering running for president, and I believe she didn't do it. But there have been a lot of okay, I see what you want to do. You want to narrow the category to they got to run for the presidency.
It's not exactly. I mean,
well, Shirley Chisholm ran for the presidency. So did why can't I think of her name? Mosley Braun, who used to be my senator, they both ran. They were both articulate.
I think my point is, we use complimentary terms to differentiate from how we consider the whole. And I don't think he would have used the term clean and articulate to describe a white woman, but he did to describe a black man. Now, I'm not saying he thinks he's racist, and I'm not saying he's overtly racist, but when I first heard it, it smacked of racism just because of the assumption of it differentiates him from the general term black man in my mind. Do you think?
Yeah, I understand. No, I think you are, and I think I understand what you're saying, and I think that you can definitely look at it that way, and that's one of the reasons why I asked some of the other callers, what would be your opinion if it had been Trent Lott or John Boehner or...
I don't think we would have questioned that it was a racist comment. I don't think we would question, but because it's Joe Biden and he's a Democrat and he, you know, purports to not be... I don't really think he's racist in the sense that he would want to... I think it's just a real subtle thing. You know, I don't think he wants to take away rights or any kind of that. I think it's just a subtle opinion from his background, from his who knows what.
Well, John M. agrees.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's nothing overt. Again, if we had heard it from Trent Lott, and, you know, maybe that's unfair to Trent Lott. Maybe if Lott had said it, it might have just been an unconscious thing. But because of Lott's previous comments about Strom Thurmond and other issues, we would have figured, oh, that's definitely.
Oh, wait a minute. What about Biden's comments about the Indians and Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh yeah.
And again, with Strom Thurmond. I mean, with Trent Lott, he could have been just complimenting Strom Thurmond, and then everyone, and I'm not a Strom Thurmond fan, I'm not a Trent Lott fan, don't get me wrong, but, and everyone jumped on me, yes, but Strom Thurmond was against rights for African Americans. So, Trent Lott must be racist because he wanted Strom Thurmond to have that influence or something. You know what I'm saying?
All right, how about this? Well, I think what you're saying is maybe what we're guilty of, if we're guilty of anything, the public, is maybe we should try to take a more positive approach towards people, give them the benefit of the doubt before pointing to them over something that may be innocent and say, you are racist, that was racist.
Yeah.
Is that
exactly.
What you're saying? I find that to be valid. I mean, I find that to be valid, and you're right. Only he in his heart knows. But you know what?
You got to know your audience.
It doesn't sound very good.
It doesn't. And I'm not for Biden because I think he sold out on the bankruptcy thing. And I won't vote for him if he happens to get the...
He's not going to get it. He can't raise enough money. He's not going to get it. He's kidding himself. Cheryl,
right.
Thank you. I appreciate you holding on, and thanks for the great comments.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, I was freezing when I got in my car, but this conversation has got me heated up.
There you go.
But, yeah, you know, the thing I was thinking of when you guys were talking about this is, would we be having the same conversation if it was a Republican? I just get frustrated when it seems we, as Democrats, defend other Democrats who just say asinine things. Joe Biden, in my opinion, has been a jerk. He's been a jerk from day one. He is pompous. He hasn't met a microphone that he hasn't loved.
Yeah, that part's true.
You know, he probably has the record for most talk shows in a morning on Sunday, and he's just a jerk. And if that had been anyone else who was or a Republican, I should say, who said those words, that someone was, you know, the first articulate black. I mean, I honestly, whether he's racist or not, I don't know. I think he's a jerk. I think he should get out of this idea that, you know, Democrats, what they say, well, they're really not racist. I've met a lot of bigoted, racist Democrats. And quite frankly, the caller before last, she sounded a little bigoted herself.
No, I don't think so. I think she was trying. No, I don't think she was bigoted at all. I have to defend her, Cheryl, because I don't think that that's where she was coming from. I think where she was coming from was...
No, it's the one before last, the lady right before the break.
Oh, Nanette?
Yeah, I believe that was her. She came across as just the tone of voice. She came across just...
Well,
she's, to me.
She sounded really angry. I mean, I think that's...
Angry.
I think that's the one of the things. But, you know, I agree with you about Biden. I mean, Biden's like Lieberman. He just can't... He's like a moth to a flame when it comes to, like, a microphone. And I have the same complaints you do. You know, you get up Sunday morning, you watch these shows, because you think you should, and it's the same people every single Sunday, and it's like this guy just rotates between all three of these shows that are on, and he does talk.
And talk.
Lageria is the word.
You know, I saw him in Boulder. I saw him in Boulder a couple of years ago.
Oh, did you?
At the Boulder Democratic Party dinner, and, man, his speech was long. So, on that point, but do you think he's racist?
You know, I don't... I think that was a racist comment. I think I'd have to look at his record and what his voting record to really, you know, determine that. And that's one thing we should do is if we think that someone makes a comment that may sound, you know, racist and they're a Democrat, let's go back and look at their record. If they've done a lot to defend and the rights of African Americans or other minorities, you know, then I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But yeah, if Trent Lott said it, there's no doubt because we know what his record is.
All right, fair enough. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the
call.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Three lines open at 303-713-7600 about Joseph Biden and his comments about Barack Obama. And is your natural tendency to defend Mr. Biden because he's one of us or he's on the left?
Yeah, but I don't think you can put his comment in the same category as George Allen's macaca. I mean, that was obviously
mean-spirited. No, I agree. Absolutely, I agree. 6:48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina looks at traffic.
Well, it was a pretty calm start to the morning until we had our first wreck now. That is bogging down your commute southbound 25 at the Thornton Parkway. You have a right lane blocked there, so watch out for it. Not a pretty sight, adding to your delays, definitely getting out of the Thornton North Glen area. As well, we have a lot of buildup on the north side of town. No surprises there. Looking pretty good on I-25 coming through the Tech Center right now. No major delays on 225 through Aurora and 6th Avenue out of Lakewood starting to build up. Usual stretch there coming up to the I-25 corridor. Weather today, partly cloudy and cold. Looks like more snow expected by the afternoon rush. High of 23, right now overcast and 6. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
AM760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM760 Live, courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM760 Progressive Talk on am760.net. Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, get up to a $90 cash rebate with purchase of Continental or General tires. That's right, up to $90 cash back. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Ultimate Electronics. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent.
Okay, now do you consider that to be racist? That's a little hinky. It's a little shaky. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Snow likely today, a high of 22, and you can answer our poll question at am760.net. You can IM me there. Don't forget, too, 720 will announce the winner of the weight contest to guess how much I've lost when those pictures were taken between the two of those. And coming up next hour, Colonel Sam Gardner is back with us to give us the inside scoop on the mounting tensions with Iran, which we've been talking about for the last couple of days. Here's Darren in Boulder. Darren, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Hey, not bad. I'm online as we speak looking at those pictures, and you're looking good, my man.
Yeah, I'm trying, buddy.
All right. Well, I admire your your efforts, and good luck to you, all right?
Thanks.
Hey, with respect to this quote, now I'm not going to comment on the one that you guys just played, but I think one thing, in this political game that we have a tendency to do is both sides have a tendency to take quotes out of context and those sorts of things. And when I'm looking at a quote, I want to look, first of all, at the entirety of the quote, and second of all, the context in which it was given. And I think the one of the key things in this quote is Biden was talking about Obama being the first one. Now, you know, what does that mean literally? What is he the first? He's the first African-American, black, whatever you want to refer to him as, presidential candidate who's mainstream. Well, if you look at it strictly in that context, he's right. You know, from the Republican side, you had Alan Keyes, who was an extremist. From the Democratic side, we've seen Jesse Jackson, we've seen Al Sharpton, we've seen Carol Moseley Braun. None of those people would fit what I would consider the category of a mainstream politician. He's the first, you know, black presidential candidate that I can remember that was actually held in elected office from a large state like Illinois. You know, and then if you were to ask me, describe Barack Obama, at least your impressions of Barack Obama, what would be the first things out of your mouth? First thing I would say is the guy's incredibly bright, right? He's incredibly articulate and charismatic, and so from that standpoint, I don't see where, what he was saying was racist or wrong or anything like that.
I don't know. See, I got to tell you, with 5 minutes left in this hour and 5 minutes left in this segment, I got to tell you that I'm really undecided about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really undecided about it because all of the callers, including yourself, who have called in, have all made good cases. They've all been really persuasive. I don't think he's a racist. Do I think that was a racist comment? Maybe not, but how about it was patronizing? How about it was kind of like saying he's okay for a black guy?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, what was the question that was given him? Can you give me a little more context? Because I'll be honest, this is the first I've heard of it. What was the context that this?
I think the context of the question was that they were asking him about other people in the primary field. For instance, he said about Senator Edwards, that he didn't know what he was doing, and he said that Hillary Clinton's troop capping policy would be disastrous. So those were the two comments he made about them, and then he reeled off the comment about Obama.
Right. Okay. So let's just say I come up, and out of the blue I say, what do you think of Obama's presidential aspirations? What would you attribute his early success to? And what would you say?
The fact that he's bright and charismatic. That he comes across as every American.
So what in Biden's quote doesn't reflect that? He says exactly that. He says, you know, the guy's incredibly articulate. He says he's bright.
Well, but he says, you know, he says African American and clean cut. And I guess
did he say clean cut or did he say clean?
No, he said. I think he said clean cut, or maybe he said no. Maybe he said clean.
Now, if he says clean, what do you mean by that? What I look at it as,
no,
you know,
said,
you look at what
clean.
The, look at
clean.
What the right's doing right now. You know, they are already going to, they're calling him a African. They're calling him Hussein. They're calling, they're trying to drag up this crap about the madrasas. Why are they doing that? Because they got nothing else on the guy.
Well,
the guy
also,
is clean.
Yeah. And
he's got
also,
no scandals.
And they're also scared of him.
Well, yeah, but why are they scared of him? Because he's bright, he's articulate, he is mainstream, and he's clean in the sense that he doesn't have anything that you can really get him on, at least nothing that they've found yet. So now they've got to use all this subtle stuff, you know, like Limbaugh calling him a African. But when he calls him clean, I don't necessarily see that as a denigrating reference towards, anybody else. I see it as a specific comment that this guy, if I'm a politician or if I'm a campaign trying to figure out how to go after this guy, you know, what do you do? He doesn't have any, glaring weaknesses other than he doesn't have a tremendous amount of experience.
All right. Fair enough. Darren, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
All right. Take care.
All right. Coming up next, we'll talk about a little bit about Iran. We're going to talk to Colonel Sam Gardner, and then we're going to get into your workplace. And there's no right or wrong to this. I just want to know how you feel, and I'll ask you some questions. So stick around. Nice to have you here. Thanks.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, everybody, I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work. Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry, working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff. And get this, the average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? Then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Americans are spending it faster than they can make it. Fresh government report says the savings rate for last year was -1% as consumers dipped into savings to pay for all the things they bought. Business Week magazine's Lauren Young.
Don't stuff money under mattresses. We go out and we spend. And I'm not surprised at all to see the personal savings rate falling to its lowest level since 1933.
06 was a great year for ExxonMobil. It's reporting the biggest profit in corporate history, $39.5 billion. Your place of work, is it family-friendly? Not all are. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
A new study by two universities finds the U.S. trailing most other wealthy nations badly when it comes to paid sick time and maternity leave.
The United States look pretty abysmal when it comes to supporting working families.
And Deborah Ness, president of the National Partnership for Women and Families, says paid leave is often needed most by those at the bottom of the economic ladder.
Some of the people who need it the most can't afford to take it because they can't go without pay.
There are moves in Congress to take up measures on sick days and family leave. Frank?
If someone you know is a big Harry Potter fan, tell them not to leave town in July.
I'm not weak.
Then we'll prove it.
The film of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix comes out July 13th, and now J.K. Rowling says Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows will be published 1 week later. Rowling recently revealed she'd been writing the seventh and final Harry Potter book the same way she wrote the first, sitting by herself in Edinburgh cafes. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Two men charged with causing yesterday's bomb scare in Boston are facing arraignment this morning. The suspicious packages they planted around town were to promote Turner Broadcasting's Cartoon Network. Police Chief Ed Davis isn't amused.
It is unconscionable that in this environment, post-9/11, that a corporation like Turner would do something like this in an urban city.
Well, if you're old enough, you'll remember the classic Maytag commercial from the golden age of television.
A Maytag repairman. The loneliest guy in town.
Well, the lonely Maytag man finally has something to do. The company's recalling more than 2 million Maytag and Jennair dishwashers that could leak and catch fire. He was a big hit on television.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
But not so much on radio. Now, comedian and political liberal Al Franken is ready to try his hand at running for office. A Minnesota Democratic Party official says Franken will challenge Republican Senator Norm Coleman next year. First, an Oscar nomination for his environmental film, An Inconvenient Truth. Now, Al Gore's being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Norwegian lawmaker says Gore's name was placed in nomination for his work drawing attention to the dangers of global warming. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 4.5 points. This is CBS News.
Newman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir. Right after I cash my paycheck.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Every day, Progressive does something that's, well, progressive. They have this real-time ticker on their website. It shows their rates for car insurance and the rates of their top competitors, like State Farm and Allstate. Right now on Progressive.com, you can see actual rates that people are getting. Sometimes Progressive Direct is the lowest. Sometimes they're not. If they're this helpful when you're shopping for car insurance, imagine how they'll be once you're a customer. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
It's 7:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Well, it's pretty cold out there this morning. Going to be cold tonight, too, along with some snow messing up your drive home.
It looks like it's going to be affecting us sometime during the middle of the evening rush, so I'm thinking around 5 p.m. today.
Meteorologist Nick Carter says you can expect 2 to 4 inches of snow in the metro area overnight tonight, along with a temperature below zero. Colorado's welfare rolls dropped 23% last year, first year-over-year drop since 2002. State Department of Human Services reports some large counties like Adams experienced drops of up to 27%. At the end of last year, there were more than 11,000 people served by the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families program. A federally funded study conducted by the University of Colorado at Boulder finds certain oils found in some shampoos can cause young boys to develop enlarged breasts. Fortunately, it's only temporary. The study appears in today's issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. Best-selling author Clive Cussler and Denver billionaire Philip Anschutz are set to go head-to-head this week in court in a lawsuit involving the 2005 film Sahara. Cussler claims Anschutz's company reneged on agreements regarding creative control and a bad script ruined the adaptation of his book. Anschutz countered that Cussler was uncooperative and badmouthed the film. And President Bush is describing the woman who referred to him as Shrub as a Texas original. Best-selling author and columnist Molly Ivins has died following a long battle with breast cancer. She was only 62. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We are still dealing with several areas for delays. Had a collision southbound 25 Thornton Parkway. It's out of traffic, but we still have pretty big backups coming out of Broomfield, adding to your travel time down to I-70. One mishap northbound 25 north of Bellevue out of the Tech Center, and eastbound I-70 commuters still dealing with some stop and go due to an earlier crash near Washington. You're going to want to avoid the area of Colorado and Cherry Creek Drive south. We had a waterline break. Still has exposition closed completely. Looks like we could have some lanes blocked on Colorado as well. And a power line failure has forced a limited service on the light rail between Parker to the Dayton Street Bridge. Bus service is being offered. Security wait time at DIA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Frostbite Falls, Minnesota.
That's right. Gives me.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver.
The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
United States were on the going to strike Iran.
Such as?
Carriers have been deployed. An additional minesweepers are being sent to the Gulf, which is only to protect against the chance of the Iranian closing the Gulf. A squadron of F-16 fighters has been sent to Incirlik, Turkey. We're going to have an exercise the early part of February with the Gulf Cooperation Council states to send a military message to Iran. The president has announced he is going to put additional oil into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is the kind of thing you would do if you expect to attack somebody who might cut off oil flow. And then there is the whole Iraq thing, which is to say we've gone from detain to kill and capture of any Iranians we find there. So, you know, if you and I were writing a plan, these would be the first things we would see. It's not all of them, and there are more to be seen. But I still think that this is about putting pressure on Iran at this point, and a decision not has been made about an attack. And I tell you, one of the reasons I say that is because there haven't been enough leaks to the press in the past 2 weeks to suggest that. There was only one article yesterday by the guy who broke the Iran-Contra affair who said people on their inside are telling him that it's going to be mid-February when attacked. The supporting evidence is that's when the forces will be in place. So it clearly, even if a decision has been made, we have to be very worried about this. It's a little bit like the situation right now in the Middle East is a little bit like the situation was in Europe before World War One. When the Archduke Francis Ferdinand was assassinated at Sarajevo, things got out of hand. Recall, it's been almost 20 years ago, the United States shot down an Iranian civilian airliner.
That's right, yeah, an Airbus.
290 people killed.
That's right.
I don't think the situation could stand that right now. I think we would end up in a greater Middle East war if something like that were to happen. Or if, and this is maybe even more serious right now, if there were an attack inside Iraq that killed a large number of Americans, say it was on the Green Zone, and there was sort of a faint DNA of Iran. And I say that because, you know, now we seem to blame the Iranians, for example, of that attack on Karbala, because it was done well, the Iranians must have been behind it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you, because they don't offer any proof, they just talk about the fact that the people who went there spoke perfect English and that they had, you know, sophisticated weapons. But other people have pointed out that the insurgency has become very sophisticated in the last 4 years. Do you think the Iranians were behind that?
I have no evidence that they were, but what I do know, Jay, and this becomes an important part of the picture. There has been created in the National Security Council, in the executive office next to the White House, immediately under the National Security Advisor, a group who is called the Media Working Group. The Media Working Group, and now I'm quoting the Boston Globe and I've seen it in other sources, the Media Working Group has a mission to create in the world outrage about the Iranians. And we are beginning to see the stories that are, I think, being orchestrated. For example, yesterday, the State Department just all of a sudden decided to release a report that the Iranians mistreat people from Azerbaijan in the northern part of the country. Okay, that's part of the story. There was an item that was leaked to the to a UK newspaper, which said Iranians have been working with North Koreans, getting ready for a nuclear test within this year. Now, the thing about that item is, first, it was planted over in Europe. One of the reasons that has been followed, or that was followed prior to Gulf II, is because that can be done. It's illegal to do it, to plant a false story in the American press. But you plant it in the European press, and then it immediately gets an echo in the American press. That day, it was broadcast on Fox News. The Iranians are less than a year away from testing a nuclear weapon. There were ads on stations in the Washington area this past week by some group, and I don't say this to be judgmental, I only say it descriptively. The group has Republican DNA, okay? If you trace who funds the group and who's connected with it, they look like people connected to the Republican Party. And these ads were saying things like, excuse me, you have to remember that, you know, during the war with Iraq, the Iranians sent teenagers into clear minefields with nothing but plastic keys to the gates of heaven. Now, this 30-second ad was, you know, all exaggerations, but the idea is to build outrage. The White House, and I don't think there's any doubt about this, wants you to be outraged. Well, and presumably that outrage is going to lead to something.
Yeah. Well, Bush is talking in the same terms that he talked about Iraq.
Yeah, that's Keith Olbermann was running cuts last night of Bush in 02, at late 02, early 03, and then recently. And it was remarkably similar what he was saying about Iraq that he's now saying about Iran.
Yes, 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 yes.
What kind of attacks are we talking about? We're talking air warfare. We're not talking ground troops here, right?
No, that's right. And I don't think anybody disagrees with that. You know, you got to get over the argument we can't do this because we're tied up in Iraq. That isn't a good argument, because this would mostly be done by cruise missiles on or from the ships that are now being sent there, and from aircraft, cruise missiles launched from outside the Iranian airspace even, and probably from aircraft like the B-2 that would penetrate inside Iranian airspace.
And what would they be attacking? What would the targets be?
Well, there seem to be, in the stuff that is leaked, two categories of targets. The one is the Iranian nuclear facilities, and sort of the purpose that people say is to set back the Iranian nuclear program. Now, you got to have a footnote to that, though, this is important, and that is there is a belief in the White House that the reason the Iranians are being aggressive in the Middle East is because we haven't punished them for a whole list of things that they have done in the past. So that the purpose of the attack on the nuclear facilities, because they won't be totally effective, is not only to destroy them, but to punish the Iranians, to show them we are serious, to have them pull back in the Middle East. And then, and your obvious next question is, will that work? And the come back to that is, no, it probably will have the opposite effect. And again, this what really begins to surface is, my goodness. Well, actually, the New York Times has an editorial this morning about how we strategically have done just the wrong things over the past 6 years. I mean, in other words, we are planning to do something that could have the opposite effect that we're attempting to achieve.
Yeah, we seem to do that a lot. 17 minutes after 7 here. On the line with us, a gentleman who has been following this whole story from the very beginning, a retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner. What do you make of Maliki's statement yesterday that Iraq's not going to be a battleground for the U.S. and Iran, and that if we want to fight with Iran, take it outside of Iraq?
Blabber. I mean, he, you know, talk.
Yeah.
He has no...
No power?
No leverage on us to do either. And there's no indication the White House has any belief to do that. And, in fact, we're going to see a press conference before long in which they unveil the evidence that shows that Iran has been deeply involved in Iraq. And probably the most serious part of that, when it does surface, will be that the Iranians have given some inside Iraq surface-to-air missiles, which is the source of one of the shootdowns of that, or the shootdown of that Black Hawk 10 days ago.
Yeah, they keep making that claim, but, you know, the AP and other news media organizations have asked for proof of that, and so far they've been silent and say, well, we got it, but they refuse to show it. So you're saying that they're going to have a press conference and then they're going to unveil all of this information. But, you know, given this administration's past track record, how do we know this stuff is real? How do we know what they're telling us is correct? Because you remember the UN thing with Powell and the pictures there, and that turned out to be bogus.
Well, that's exactly what they're afraid of. They're afraid of that accusation. I also think that they're afraid of, or they want to get the timing right. It's like they're going to do a second review on the press conference, because this may be too early. If you and I were planning an outrage campaign, we would want it to peak towards the end of February, not in early February.
Right, exactly. So you'd be in position.
Right.
But even if we don't, even if the American public doesn't accept it, you know, Seymour Hersh was saying yesterday at some conference. I can't remember where he was, but he was saying this yesterday, that basically we're powerless to do anything about it, and the administration can do whatever the hell it wants to, because it's going to do whatever the hell it wants to.
That probably is frightfully true. You know, in ways, I testified to a committee yesterday on the Hill, and people asked me, well, they said, do you believe that the White House will come... You know, do you believe the White House has the authority to strike Iran without coming to the Congress? And I said, well, that's probably not the right question. The real question is, does the White House believe it has the authority? And the answer to that is yes. They believe that the executive has the powers that they have assumed in the global war on terrorism to do this without talking to the Congress. And as you know, clearly not considering public opinion.
Yeah, now Carl Levin and John Warner have gotten together on this new compromise resolution, you know, opposing the buildup, and while promising to keep funding for the troops intact. You know, does this resolution really mean anything at all? This isn't going to affect Bush.
Well, no. That resolution, I think, mostly is focused on Iraq. And I don't think it's going to affect that, and certainly it won't affect what they plan to do with Iran.
I'm going to ask you a question. You have to answer this if you don't want to. Is George W. Bush mad?
Well, okay. You know that.
Is Cheney mad? I mean, these people nuts. And the reason I say that is because this could potentially throw the entire Middle East into chaos.
Oh yeah,
have ripple effects across the globe.
$150 a barrel.
You know, including here, and it's like,
well, you know, I can't. Well, okay, let me answer this in an objective way. One can't know what's going on inside. One can know that there is a pattern of behavior which is driven by an assumption about the world, which is very dark, number one. Number two, decisions which are driven without much consideration of secondary consequences. Now, whether they don't have the ability to see them or they don't want to see them, I mean, the evidence points in both of those directions. So whether or not you know, what's going on inside is something... you know, I can't know that. All I can know is that based upon performances, you have to be worried.
All right, follow up. You've got contacts inside the military. They must think this guy's... I mean, what do they think about this guy?
Well, probably the best way to answer that is to go back to your pointing to Cy Hersh. His articles in the New Yorker magazine over the past... year have been from military sources very senior in the U.S. government who go to him and tell him things that they are deeply concerned about that they ought not to reveal to the public. But they want the you know, the public to know what's going on. So by that evidence, you have to say that the senior military is very concerned about what's happening in Iran, particularly Iran. You know, we haven't seen that as much in Iraq. There was some, but particularly with respect to what's going on with the White House is thinking about Iran.
All right. So we keep our eyes on the calendar. Today is February the 1st. So if anything goes down, it would be in the next 3 weeks.
Well, here, let me give you a couple dates. One of them is I think the second carrier will arrive around the middle of February. So the 15th is an important date. February 21st is this the day that the Iranians have been given to stop enrichment. And there's no evidence they're going to do that. So that the week of the 15th through the 21st, that seven-day period, we're going to see things come to a head, and we'll probably know more. Now, if between then and now we see additional military moves, for example, my primary indicator is if the USS Nimitz, which is a carrier in San Diego, if that goes into readiness to deploy, we can be relatively certain that the decision has been made to conduct an attack on Iran.
All right. You know, I'm out of time. I'd love to ask you, but we'll have to save this for next time, although I think the answer would probably be yes. If Ahmadinejad and those folks are mad, I think they're nuts too. I think we're sitting in a situation where we got two groups of people who are crazed. Colonel Sam Gardner, thank you so much for your time. As always, it's just a sheer pleasure to have you on the show. And listen, I got a feeling you and I are going to be talking again.
Hey, let's hope not.
Yeah, let's hope not. Let's just hope we communicate through email. Thank you, Colonel. I appreciate it.
Good to talk to you.
All right. There's Colonel Sam Gardner. Boy, now, does that ought to scare you? Because this guy knows.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away. And all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
When I do it, everything goes dark. And I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olson is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
They're going to jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
For some high school students, school can be a dangerous place. Just being in school can be a struggle. But despite all the obstacles, inside every high school student is a graduate. Go to boostup.org and find out how you can help a friend finish high school. Boostup.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
And the pitch. Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work. But a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide. Just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Drive. Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Ultimate Electronics. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
The president's approval rating, by the way, is about 28%.
Al Franken.
To illustrate this chart, on radio, you have to hear it. He started his administration at right around 50%, and then he went up a little, and then 9/11 hit, and he just went way up to 90, right? And then since Election Day 04, it's been... That was Katrina.
Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 729. Actually, just turned 7:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's nice to have you along. Look for the high today to be 22. Snow, and it's probably going to be in the afternoon time. Okay, I'm 5 minutes late in getting to the contest winner, the weight thing, where you went to AM760.net and guessed how much...
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra is proud to present conductor Nicholas Carthy and violinist Edward Dusenbear this Saturday night at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. The performances will feature Haydn's Symphony No. 78 in C minor and Beethoven's Concerto for violin and orchestra. For details or more information, call the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra box office today at 303-449-1243 or log on to boulderphil.org.
Second picture, which was taken... a little while after the surgery, was 41 pounds. So John LeMoyne guessed 40, so he was the closest. And John, we'll contact you, and you've won, I believe, an HD radio. Now, yesterday I went to the doctor again. This was not Dr. Snyder who performed the gastric bypass. This was my heart doctor, Dr. Potasnik, who's a good guy, and they happen to have a scale in the office. So I said, can I step on it? So they said, sure. So I took my jacket off, and used to being the obese me,
yeah.
I said, well, you know, I don't think this, since this scale's not electronic, I don't think it'll measure me. And Mary said, oh, yeah, sure it will. So I stepped on it, and I have lost... In 5 weeks, a total of 53 pounds.
Wow.
I'm a third of the way there to where I need to be.
Way to go, Jay.
I'm a third of the way there. But between the two pictures that you saw on AM760.net, I had lost 41 pounds, so John LeMoyne guessed 40, so he won.
Good
and,
for him.
And we're going to do it again, I think, but I'm going to have them shoot new pictures of me because... And you can really see it in my face.
Yeah, it's really
and
obvious.
You can now start to see it around my stomach area, too.
Yeah, like I said, you don't have a shelf there anymore.
No. So, anyway, thank you to Dr. Snyder and everybody at Denver Bariatrics and Lana and everybody for all the support.
Fantastic, man.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to ask about the workplace, and we got to get some traffic and stuff. I was going to ask about the workplace. And I know we spent 2 hours yesterday talking about Iran. But I'm so blown away by what Gardner had to say. I don't know how I can get into the workplace here. And I don't know if anybody else feels the way I do. I feel extremely, extremely frustrated because there doesn't seem to be a way to stop this man,
yeah.
George W. Bush. There's no way to stop him and Cheney. There is no way to stop these guys. They can do virtually anything they want. At least that's what they believe, as Sam Gardner pointed out. There's no way to stop them.
And Congress doesn't seem to be getting... You know, I was watching a little bit of Scarborough Country last night, and he, you know, Joe's a former Republican congressman from Florida, and he always has Pat Buchanan on, who 99% of the time I'll disagree with Pat Buchanan. But he had a good comment last night. He was saying Congress has got to get some guts. They've got to do something. They've got to stand up.
Yeah, I wonder how many of you are dissatisfied with the current situation. The fact that you believe that maybe you believe that the Democratic-controlled Congress just doesn't have enough guts. 303-713-7600. Is there anybody else out there that feels frustrated like I do that there doesn't seem to be anything we can do? That this guy's going to go ahead and do this and do anything he wants to do, and it doesn't make any difference how much we don't want it or we don't like it, or the opinion polls say that it's wrong, or that he's down, you know, the lowest poll, CBS, I believe CBS Washington Post poll shows him down to like about 28, and Richard Nixon was down to 27 before his impeachment.
And, of course, those polls have usually a 3% plus or minus, so
right.
He could actually be down to 24, 25.
But we just can't stop this guy. Does anybody feel this way? Does anybody feel like I do? Do you feel that way, John?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, man.
I'm thinking the only way to stop him is something that the Secret Service would come and arrest me for saying.
Well, yeah, I just feel like the world's upside down. And I wonder if anybody else has the same frustration and same feeling. 303-713-7600. I got four lines open. You want to get off your half moons and chime in on this? I'd love to hear it. Here's Gina with traffic.
Jay, it's going to be tough. I-25 both directions northbound. You can expect those delays at the tech center. We had a crash being cleared north of Bellevue. Southbound struggling from Broomfield down through Thornton North Glen, although that wreck's off on the shoulder. Issues for I-70. Had an earlier crash eastbound at Washington. A snag westbound at Havana. You want to steer left around that. Still want to avoid the intersection of Colorado Boulevard near Exposition. Street and lane closures from a major water main break is creating a big bottleneck there. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and cold, more snow expected by the afternoon, high of 23. Right now, partly cloudy and 10. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
She was the first female president of Ireland and the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights. AM760 and the Denver Post Unique Lives and Experiences welcome Mary Robinson February 12th at the Buell Theater. For more info and to win or purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Ultimate Electronics. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
You may have heard that a diet rich in antioxidants helps promote a healthy heart. But do you know where to find them? Welch's 100% Grape Juice. It's full of powerful antioxidants, just like red wine. Help protect your heart with delicious Welch's 100% Grape Juice.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM760.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
American people would stand for that, although Russ Feingold's going to try that. But when it comes to Iran, I mean, he could go bomb them, and what can we do? Can't do anything about it. One line open at 303-713-7600, and as Colonel Sam Gardner said, he believes it's going to come in the last part of February. Let's go to Jeff in Arvada. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, I'm losing weight, too.
Oh, good. How's
that? Yeah, it's about time. I got to get life insurance. More life insurance, I should say.
Well, how much overweight are you?
I started lifting, I don't know, 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago, and I put on some bulk lifting. That way that's just going to stay with me unless my muscle mass goes away. But I put on gut in the last couple of years probably to the tune of about 40 pounds, and I think I've lost about 15 of it.
Well, that's good. That's a good start. Well, you'll get there. Just keep trying. I mean, it's all I'm doing is just trying. Anyway, you know, good luck. I think you'll do it. All right.
Hey, thanks.
You usually have a dissenting opinion from the rest of the crowd, so go ahead.
Yeah, and if I could comment on something from earlier, too, after, it doesn't matter if I can't.
I don't care.
What I wanted to point out is that Bush doesn't need authorization from Congress or the UN any more than Clinton did when he attacked Iraq or attacked the Sudan in the same setting that he would be hitting Iran, which your previous guest seems to think it would be the same thing as Iraq 1.5 was, or the Iran or the Sudan hit was. And I don't seem to remember a lot of people on the left screaming bloody murder about that when Clinton did that.
Well, I think that you got a point about that. And there are some constitutional scholars like John Yoo and others who believe that you're right. But there are also some constitutional scholars out there who believe that you're wrong and that Congress is a co-equal branch with the presidency.
Sure.
And so there are, so you're right, we can debate that back and forth, but I think that nobody in this country, except maybe you, I don't know, maybe there's 30% of you that want to see like a unitary presidency where he can just do whatever he wants to do.
Let me ask you,
don't you think though the public opinion, and don't you think that congressional opinion should count for something, or should it not count for anything?
It does, and the problem I have with your party, Democrat Party, whether or not it's your party or not, it's what it is.
It's my party. I own
the problem. The problem I have with them is that they supposedly were ushered into office in November on the end Iraq and do something about it. And a non-binding resolution is about as cowardly as they could possibly be. They barked really loud, and they're still barking really loud. And they have the power to unauthorize what was done in September of 2001 and what was done in October, I believe, of 2002. And you should go back and read the first authorization for
Afghanistan. I did read it.
It is very broad.
Did you read the Hagel interview with on GQ.com?
No.
Okay, well, you should go read that, because Hagel talks about, and he's not a Democrat, by the way.
I understand.
Goes and
he's
talks
not
about,
exactly a Republican either, but that's all right.
Oh, okay. Really?
Well.
All right, really. Want to have that discussion?
We have
Wait a minute. Hold it. Want to have that discussion? Then here's what you and I will do.
Okay.
When we have the time. We'll do this through email. I want you to go look at his voting record, and I want you to point out to me, okay, the times that he has dissented in his time in office, in Bush's time in office, the last 6 years, the times he has not voted with the president.
I could say the same thing about Hillary Clinton.
Well, we're not talking about Hillary Clinton. No, we're not talking.
Point,
but you know what? But Jeff, this is where you and I get crossways, and this is where it's not going to work. Okay,
right.
Don't turn around and bring up Hillary Clinton or Joseph Lieberman, because we're not discussing them. Well, I'm discussing with you Chuck Hagel, and I'm asking you a pointed question about whether you saw the GQ article, and you said you didn't, and then you said that Hagel's not a Republican, and I challenged you by saying, if you believe he's not a Republican, then I want you to substantiate that by his voting record. And then you turn around and talk about Hillary Clinton. That's like me saying to you, let's have a discussion about this year's orange crop, and then you turn around and go, yeah, but can we talk about cherries?
It is and it isn't, except that when I said that he isn't exactly a Republican, is Hillary a Republican? Of course she's not. She's barking right now as if she's been anti-war since day one. No,
the point is, she's
a Democrat who sounds just like Chuck Hagel. That's
all right, see,
point.
This is, you know what, you're a perfect example of what I talked about the other day on the air. about there's 30% of you out there that no matter how hard you try, you can't reach them. In other words, if you want to have a discussion about Hillary Clinton, then what you need to do is hang up the phone and call back when we're talking about
Hillary
Clinton.
I wasn't having a discussion about Chuck Hagel. You brought him in.
Because I brought Chuck Hagel in because Chuck Hagel is relevant to the situation. He's a member of your party.
Correct.
And he had something very important to say about the language that the White House sent via that authorization, and it's on GQ.com, and I wanted to point it out to you.
I'll have to read it first before I can comment on it. The point
I'll tell you what it said. I'll tell you what it said.
That's fine. Go ahead.
They didn't have Iraq written in there, that they didn't have Afghanistan written in there, that what they had written in there was the whole region.
Correct.
And that Hagel and Biden and several other people had to strip that language out of there and make it more specific. That this guy wanted to go every place.
Well, in the first authorization prior to Afghanistan, it wasn't specific. It was anybody and everybody who the president felt was involved or was assisting with terrorism in the first one. And I don't remember the first one being undone. Do you?
No.
You're
sitting here talking about the Democrats barking and being cowardly. But let me remind you that there are also Republicans who are going down the same road. Would you consider John Warner not to be a Republican?
No, of course I do. And I
How about Norm Coleman?
You can go through the list of Republicans who are, for political reasons, doing the same things the Democrats are doing, but they're not doing anything in substance, Jay. They have the power to do something in substance. Why don't they do it?
The Democrats have the power to do something in substance. They can't do anything in substance because they got to get a few Republicans to join them.
Yeah, in the Senate, that's true.
Yeah.
Why don't they run on the mandate they supposedly have?
They are.
They are.
They're not. A non-binding resolution is nothing.
What do you call Russell? What Russell Feingold's doing? Oops, couldn't remember him, could you? All right, Jeff, thanks. I mean, I go through this with him.
Yeah, it's like they're going, oh, well, the Democrats aren't doing anything. That's because the Republicans are threatening to filibuster everything. And they've got to get, the Democrats in the Senate have got to get at least 60, which means they've got to get 9 Republicans on their side. And they can't do that unless they offer something softer than what Feingold wants and what most Democrats want. Boy.
Yeah, by the way, this is the same Republican Party, too, who used to run around squawking all we want is an up or down vote.
Yeah, up or down vote, up or down vote.
Yeah. All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Just wondering if any of you are as frustrated as we are, particularly over this latest thing about Iran, that it seems like this guy can do whatever he wants to do.
You know, that like guy was emblematic of the Republicans.
Well, he's okay. Jeff's a good guy, but he just...
Well, when they start losing an argument, they change the subject. That's a classic Republican tactic.
Well, they'll move to somebody else. That's right. 7:46. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Quite a bit going on as we get into the peak of the rush here. We've got a number of wrecks that are really bogging down your freeway system. Northbound I-25, that one with rescue and police on scene now, slowing down traffic from Arapahoe to Bellevue. Southbound I-25, still tough between 120th and the Thornton Parkway. That was due to a earlier wreck, now moved out of traffic. Southbound 225, no collisions between Parker and I-25 in the Tech Center area, but again, it's just a lot of heavy traffic in that location. On I-70, we had problems either side. Eastbound near Washington, looks like that one should be out of the way. Westbound I-70, though, right lane still blocked at Havana. One vehicle wreck there. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and cold. Looking for a high of 23. More snow by the afternoon. Right now, overcast and 10. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Al Franken.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, Lawrence O'Donnell will talk to Jonathan Martin from Politico.com and Thursday regular Tom Oliphant while I go in for some elective surgery. Tune in tomorrow for Lawrence, and when I get back on Friday, I'll have a bionic arm that allows me to throw a fastball at 125 miles an hour, not to mention the ability to shoot lasers out of my fingertips. Enjoy Lawrence on the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoose. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
We're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring 20s silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes, here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring 20s silver dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
We've never been introduced.
You wouldn't recognize me in an elevator. We enjoy different sports.
But if you ever need it, I will give you my blood.
Your blood could save a life. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org today.
I hear you got a new car.
Yeah, I got it for a good price.
What kind is it?
Dunno.
What color?
No idea.
Four-door or two-door?
Haven't a clue. But hey, I got it for a good price.
Buying a car on price alone doesn't make much sense, so why buy car insurance that way? At Progressive Direct, we provide rates of other top companies plus 20 facts and figures so you can compare on more than just price. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Come on and discuss it. Think it's time for a change.
7:51, it's 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 22, and snow likely. Probably this afternoon, although it's starting to cloud up now. I know we talked for 2 hours yesterday about Iran, but I'm just kind of reeling over what Colonel Sam Gardner said and the fact that it seems like there's no way to stop this guy and no way to stop this administration, that they're going to do whatever they want to do. Here's an instant message from Tom. Jay, I hope that guy Jeff you were talking with will lose enough weight and enlist since these wars are so noble. How come we are attacking Saudi Arabia by his logic? Here's another one. This is from Rebecca. You are too nice. Please put clothespin on his nose. Sorry, that's mean. Jeff, on the we don't want to hear him list, he drives me nuts. He's an idiot. Chuck Hagel is not a Republican? Well, I mean,
you know, they've been claiming that you always hear the right wingers say, oh, Marlon Spector, he's not a Republican either. He's a Democrat.
All right. And here's one from Jeff himself. Should I read it? You want to hear what he has to
say? Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, this is why I don't call talk. This is why I don't call anymore, Jay. Hang up when you were losing, and then you and M sit around and talk about how I was bringing up other names. You brought up Hagel when I was discussing something analogous. Clinton was getting congressional authorization. Hagel was your definition from my point that Clinton did what you are complaining about
with Bush 43. Weak, Jay, weak. You used to be better at this. I don't even understand what any of that means. No. Do you even understand that?
No, I don't either.
Jeff, we don't get it. Sorry. You must be operating on some planet we're not. I mean, I don't get it. I'm sorry. Maybe somebody can call and explain it to me. All right, let's go to Jan at Castle Rock. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Great. This is your friendly Jan, Republican in Castle Rock.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Great, thanks. Good to talk to you again.
Nice to have you on.
Thank you. I just want to tell you, Jay, I get really upset with people who keep switching the subject, so I agree with you. The other thing I wanted to tell you is I don't care which side of the aisle these people are from. If they're elected to do the people's will, then they should be doing the people's will. The people voted against the war, and I believe they should act on that.
Yeah, I do too. Russ Feingold's the only one who's come forward and said, okay, you know what, here's my bill to cut off the funds. But as John M. indicates, it won't happen because in the Senate, and I think that the caller Jeff was overlooking this, in the Senate, you've got to be able to get enough votes, and Mitch McConnell has said that he's going to filibuster anything that runs counter to the president. Now, whether he'll do it to Warner, that may just be a bluff, but he's talking about doing it. There's not enough Democrats in the Senate to make this happen. It's not the House of Representatives, unfortunately.
Right, but it doesn't matter because the people that reelected the Republicans were very few. I mean, look how many got knocked out of office. Doesn't that send a message to somebody?
You'd think so.
So I just wanted to tell you that I agree with you, and, not everybody on this side is in your 30% or whatever.
Well, if you're Republican, you obviously have friends that are Republican. Are any of them part of this 30%? Who is this 30% that keeps hanging in with this guy, regardless of what goes on?
I don't know, because I'm very, very active in the party throughout Douglas County. And, people keep asking, what is he thinking? What is he thinking? And, I love President Bush. I voted for him. But I'll tell you something. I think somebody up there is not giving him very good advice or drinking somebody else's Kool-Aid, because the American people have spoken, and that's the answer. Do what the people's bidding.
Yeah, and he doesn't seem to care, does he?
I really don't know what's going on up there. I mean, I'm just not in the know anymore, I guess. I mean, I thought that when I elected him or helped to get him elected that he was going to follow certain things. I mean, the war isn't the only thing that he's fallen on a sword about, so I don't know. I really don't, Jay.
All right, I'm going to ask you something. Please don't take this as an insult. I just want to ask. And I've never asked this about him before on the air ever. And I'll ask it. Do you think he's crazy?
I don't think he's crazy. But I think you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. And if he's getting bad advice, then, and I'm not going to point my finger to any one person, but if he's getting bad advice and he's following that, or if he's just made up his mind to do something and doesn't care, and I'm not saying that that's the truth. I don't know what he's thinking. I haven't had a conversation. But I'm a little annoyed because even though I may be, let's say I might be for the war, okay, but that's not what the majority of the nation voted for, and I believe in majority rules, and it ain't happening, so I don't know. But to answer your question, I don't think he's crazy.
All right, fair enough. Jim, thank you. I appreciate the call. You're always welcome here.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Maybe that was wrong of me to ask that. Blaine, Denver, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Jay? It's good to have you back, buddy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, I just want to say that, after 9/11, I was telling people that the mandate was going to be Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Syria, and who knows who else. But the biggest enemy there still is Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. And those are our two biggest allies, according to the idiot-in-chief. I mean, when are they going to realize that Pakistan's been harboring bin Laden, and Saudi Arabia has been funding all these terrorists for how many years? I mean, people wake up.
Especially, well, you know what? You're right about that. The Pakistanis are complicit in this, and private Sunnis in Saudi Arabia are helping out the insurgency with money. There's no question about that. Blaine, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Good to have you back, man.
All right, thanks. Coming up next, public health and sexuality. We'll talk about it next. Yeah, really.
DNC is coming to Denver in 08. What will it mean for us? Jay Marvin shares his thoughts exclusively online. Listen to Jay's opinion on AM760.net.
We are the station.
This is your home for the 2008 Democratic National Convention. AM760. Progressive Talk.
All right, everybody. I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work. Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry. Working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff. And get this, the average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? Then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. How much do you save? A government report out a short time ago says Americans as a whole didn't save a penny last year. The savings rate was -1%, which means we actually took money out of savings to pay for what we bought. Lauren Young writes for Businessweek.
It does worry me a lot. If people can't save when times are good, they really have no sense of what it's going to be like when times are tough.
But Newsweek columnist Robert Samuelson says it's not quite that simple.
It's not that everybody has stopped saving. People are putting money into IRAs, into 401ks or whatever, but they are either borrowing more and then spending it against their homes or whatever, or they're selling something, probably stock, and then spending it.
ExxonMobil's bottom line's in great shape. It's reporting earnings of $39.5 billion last year, corporate record. A Harvard survey says America's way behind other wealthy nations when it comes to balancing work and family. Leave time is one big issue. Deborah Ness with the National Partnership for Women and Families says it's a real problem for women.
Many working women feel like they're just one sick child away from losing their job.
A war veteran suicide is raising questions. CBS's Steve Kathan is here with that.
And those questions have made it to Capitol Hill, Frank, where one senator wants an investigation. 25-year-old Jonathan Schulze, an Iraq war vet, was turned away from two Minnesota VA hospitals just a few weeks ago.
Jonathan wanted help so bad.
His mother says in a follow-up phone call, one hospital said he was on a long waiting list.
Jonathan got off the phone just so distressed.
She says at one point he mentioned his thoughts of suicide to one VA worker. He killed himself 4 days later. Frank.
Physical fitness is on the agenda at the White House. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Frank, right now the President and Mrs. Bush are meeting with food and entertainment industry executives to voice concerns about a childhood obesity epidemic. Mr. Bush calls it a serious issue.
Childhood obesity is a costly problem for the country. It puts stress on American families, and we believe it is necessary to come up with a coherent strategy.
A strategy that would include an ad campaign encouraging children to exercise. The administration says more than 10 million school-age children are considered overweight, and they say the problem's getting worse. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Decades after the civil rights movement raised high hopes, a majority of young blacks still feel they're not part of the American mainstream. Professor Kathy Cohn led a University of Chicago study.
Many young people, and in particular African American and Hispanic young people, believe that the government at times is closed off to them.
Two men blamed for the publicity stunt that brought Boston to its knees yesterday are due in court today. CBS's Joey Chen has that.
The charges include placing a hoax device, namely several dozen blinking electronic signs that prompted concerns about the possibility of terrorism.
Packages were supposed to promote a show on Turner Broadcasting's Cartoon Network. In early trading, the Dow's ahead 27, NASDAQ is up 11. This is CBS News.
How are the tires on your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury? Is it time for new ones? Or maybe just a rotation?
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
No matter what your tire needs are, the smart choice is your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, purchase four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or a new iPod Nano. And that's not all. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price. Genuine Ford parts, Ford trained technicians, low prices. We've got everything your vehicle needs to be at its best.
You need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. We're better, we're proving it, and we want you to be the judge. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Well, the cold is here, but it's going to get even colder and more snow.
Cloudy and colder with snow developing by 6 p.m., continuing through Friday.
Meteorologist Kathy Sabin says the high tomorrow is just going to be 8 degrees. A bill that would allow a lot of Coloradans to buy generic prescription drugs through the state is now heading to the state Senate. The House yesterday approved that program aimed at people who can't afford health insurance but earn too much money to qualify for Medicaid. Analysts estimate about 250,000 folks could sign up during the first year. Two resolutions, of course, have been circulating in the U.S. Senate against President Bush's plan to send more than 21,000 troops to the so-called surge in the Iraq War. Colorado Democratic Senator Ken Salazar says he's in favor of both resolutions.
I think that the president's efforts to do a surge at this point in time is not something that will ultimately help us bring about the goal or achieve the goal, which is to create security within Iraq.
Salazar says we had two surges last year and neither one did any good. And best-selling author and columnist Molly Ivins has died after a long battle with breast cancer. She was a sharp-witted liberal who skewered the Republican political establishment, usually referred to President Bush's shrub. More than 400 newspapers ran her column, which combined strong liberal views and populist-toned humor. And she will be missed. Molly Ivins, dead at 62. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. It's still a pretty tough ride around the city. Southbound 25 struggling from 120th down to 84th as usual. Eastbound lanes of the Turnpike were dragging all the way back to 104th. We have a wreck southbound 25 near Orchard now. Looks like northbound 25 has still had some stop and go through the tech center, although that collision was cleared. Colorado still bogged down at Exposition. That was down to one lane due to a water main break that had Exposition closed. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy and cold. Expecting more snow by the afternoon. A high of 23. Right now, partly cloudy and 7. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit the Free Diabetes Expo Saturday, February 10th at the Colorado Convention Center. Free health screenings and much more. Sponsored by the American...
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra is proud to present conductor Nicholas Carthy and violinist Edward Dusenbear this Saturday night at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. The performances will feature Haydn's Symphony No. 78 in C minor and Beethoven's Concerto for violin and orchestra. For details or more information, call the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra box office today at 303-449-1243 or log on to boulderphil.org.
Proving it, and we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Morning, 8:07 minutes after 8 o'clock. Snow likely today. High 22. It's overcast outside, and the snow's probably going to hit around rush hour. At least that's what they're saying. Jay Marvin and John M., and it's good to have you along this morning. Parents and religious leaders Wednesday announced a bill requiring girls to be vaccinated against cervical cancer, but supporters of the measure would save lives. Opponents accused Merck and Company, manufacturer of the vaccine, of pushing similar legislation across the nation to boost its bottom line. Under Senate Bill 80, about 30,000 middle school girls in Colorado would be vaccinated against the human papilloma virus, which causes cervical cancer by sexual transmission. The bill is sponsored by Senator Susan Williams. She's a Democrat from Aurora, and co-sponsored by Representative Mike May, who's a Republican from Parker. And we have Senator Williams on the line, and we'll talk to her about this. Senator, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jay.
Yeah, the first thing I want to ask you, and I know that the co-sponsor of this is a Republican, but what is it about?
What is the bill about?
No. What is it about people, some people in the GOP?
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Religious or personal reasons don't want their child to take various immunizations.
So they could opt out if they don't want it.
Exactly right.
So then what was the friction all about if it's not, if nobody's being coerced to have their child do this?
Well, I think it was an understanding, first of all, and a realization that there is already an opt-out policy for all immunizations for kids to enter school. So this bill does offer that another level of understanding and discussion about what are the immunizations required, what is the policy that all parents have regarding exemptions, and what is this, the paper that they take from their physician to the school or to the sports team, what does it have on it, and how are the parents going to feel comfortable with privacy, because this does provide for privacy as well as opt-out. But most people don't know that.
Well, I was going to make the same point, and maybe John was going to make the same point.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of staggering to me that here you've got House Republican leader Mike May, as Jay mentioned, and yet this thing still got out of committee and sent to the Appropriations Committee on a 5-4 party line vote.
That's right.
Aren't they paying attention?
I think it takes a lot of information to have people hear what the accurate law says right now. People sometimes get stuck in their thinking, and they seem to not be able to move beyond what's actually written in the law right now. And that's what happened, I think, in the hearing yesterday. Legislators are like the public. We're a small microcosm of the public where many people have their opinions made up and they don't hear new information. Many people are open, legislators, to hear new information. And some legislators, just like the public, would automatically respond to new inventions to save lives. So we are the spectrum. We are the microcosm of our society.
I just go back to what I said before. I know you can't answer this. I wish somebody could answer it. Why is it when it comes to all these issues, any of these things having to do with public health, all of these issues, you know, I have a strong libertarian streak. There's a part of me when I saw this that immediately my gut reaction was, well, wait a minute, you're not going to tell me what, you know, about my child. I'll make that decision myself.
Mm-hmm.
But then I read the thing. I became aware of the virus and did some research on it. And not that I know that it hasn't been in the news lately, but I saw that well, okay, wait a minute, you're not coercing anybody because there's an opt-out, and the only objections that I see here to this thing are the charges that Merck's trying to enhance its bottom line, and then the other ones are, once again, sex. And I don't understand what it is. Why are they hung up on sex? What is it about like, what, you're gonna give your daughter a shot and then she's going to become sexually promiscuous? How does that work?
Well, as I just said, I think that the legislators are a small picture of our society, and some people in our society, including our legislators, do feel that they want to protect their children from early sexual encounters, and they know that our whole society is pushing them the other way. And so there are legislators that think that anything that has to do with a sexual discussion needs to be kept in the family, kept away from the school. Many of these people do homeschool their children, and they are a strong voice in the legislature.
But Senator, the legislature may be, you know, a microcosm of society, but it baffles and scares me that there are people out there who believe that if you give your daughter a shot, which is going to prevent her from getting cervical cancer, that this is immediately going to encourage her at the first chance that she gets, or when she gets older, to go out and have sex. I mean, I don't, you know, I can't, I don't, what, how do you make that connection? And, well, because there are a million other things going on in the world that are, as you pointed out, that are, you know, that are working on your teenagers, that are working on your kids. A shot, a medical shot, I mean, this is public health, is not going to drive some 16-year-old to go have sex.
Right. Well, I hear your frustration, and I can connect with that. I understand where you're coming from. I said to people that have asked me in the last couple of days about this bill that I do think that this offers another opportunity for parents, kids, and their physicians, if they want, to talk about sex and to talk about what cervical cancer is, how you get it, to talk about what their values are. This bill will offer that opportunity, and usually the parents of the most conservative would want to take that opportunity themselves and not let, again, the schools handle any of their education about sex. They want to do it themselves. So here you are. Here's the perfect opportunity to talk about it.
It was kind of interesting that you had this teenager from the Springs urging you to push abstinence programs, saying he had taken a vow of abstinence and, quote, my wife will not have to worry about receiving an STD from me. That's kind of interesting, especially since all the research shows that these kids who take vows of abstinence and then break them are more likely to have unprotected sex than the kids who were sexually active all along.
Very true. That was an interesting part of the discussion yesterday. But I think that you're hitting on the most important aspect of this bill is the education component, because there is the requirement that when you go in to get your immunizations for your yearly school readiness requirements, that the physician is the one that would give the information, the healthcare provider would give this information about HPV and have the discussion, what is cervical cancer, that this is an option for the parent to have this protection for their child if they want. So it's probably predominantly an educational component that this bill brings with that opt-out option for the parents.
So I wonder if these folks who object to this, I wonder if they ever talk to their kids about sex. I'll bet you they don't.
Well, they will have the opportunity now, won't they?
Yeah.
Good point, Senator.
You're absolutely right. Senator, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate you clearing your schedule and coming on the show. And good for you, and good for the bill.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to tell more people about what their options are and that they can opt out of any immunization.
You know what? Thank you so much, Senator. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, there's Senator Suzanne Williams. No, I want to speculate on this. What is their hang-up with sex? That's number one. And then number two, do you really think that they sit down and talk to their kids about sex?
No.
See, I don't think they do.
No, you know, it's that old thing. They don't want birth control. They don't want abortion. They don't want any talk about sex. They just want to keep their women. They want to keep their women barefoot and pregnant.
Those guys on the right, man. I mean, I don't. What is the deal with? What is their hang-up about sex? You know, they have no problem with violence.
Yeah,
that's okay. But sex?
Again, we need a shrink in here to talk about this.
Yeah, we really do. We really do. And you know what? And I'll tell you something too. I'll tell you something. This is really true. This is really true. Every place I've ever lived, this battle is fought constantly, over and over and over again. And I keep asking the same question every single time. When they always say, well, it's promoting sex. Sex doesn't need promotion. Sex promotes itself. What sex needs is education. Doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, look at Europe. You get condoms dispensed in school, vending machines, and they all know about sex. And guess what? Their teenage pregnancy rates are through the floor.
Sex is dirty.
STD rates are through the floor.
Sex is dirty. Don't talk about sex.
Oh, all right.
8:19 minutes after 8. You want to weigh in on this about what this hang-up is with sex when it comes to public education? 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. Somebody out there must have an idea about why the right constantly rages about sex all the time. Do they have some kind of, like, hidden thing about it? You know? What's up here? Get off your half moons and plug in. Let's have your opinion. We'll check out traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, watch out for the rolling backups downtown southbound 25 near Spear. That hasn't shaken loose just yet. Traffic stacked on opposite sides of the city as well. Northbound 25 was a little heavy coming out of the tech center from an earlier problem. Now we have a wreck blocking the right lane and right shoulder. Southbound 25 right near Orchard. Southbound 25, 120th to 84th, is still dragging as typical. And we had heavy volume on both eastbound 6 and the Boulder Turnpike up to your I-25 merge. Keep in mind, too, that there's only limited service on the light rail between Parker and the Dayton Street Bridge. That was due to a power failure. Bus service is being offered. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and cold. More snow by the afternoon rush. 2 to 4 inches expected in the city. 3 to 5 inches south and west with only a high of 23. Tonight, light snow tapering off. Bitter cold, looking for temperatures below zero. Currently, partly cloudy and 7. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in today for Sonic's Bacon Breakfast Bistro Sandwich, made with crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese piled high on toasted ciabatta bread. You can get one with the cranberry juice only at Sonic, your ultimate drink stop, where it's not just good, it's Sonic good.
The Denver Broncos and the state of Colorado are proud to introduce new specialty Denver Broncos license plates. You can get a set of your very own with a donation to Denver Broncos charities. For full details and an application form, visit denverbroncos.com/license plates. Show your Broncos pride right on your car, truck, or motorcycle with these new specialty license plates. Visit denverbroncos.com/license plates today. That's denverbroncos.com/license plates.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed.
It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Well, here on the Northern Tier, it's pretty chilly, but they are debating global warming in the nation's capital. Is Congress ready to do something about that? And members of the Iraq Study Group have testified that the United States has botched the training job of Iraqi troops in that country. So what are we going to do? And U.S. officials point to more Iranian involvement in Iraq. Is this exactly what Bush wants? We'll take your calls in the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Sex music on the radio. And that singer, his last name is Gay. We'll have to write the FCC. That's got to be a $10,000 fine. 824, 24 minutes after 8. Yeah, on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Snow likely today. High 22. J. Marvin, the radio show that Dick Wadhams listens to. And, I'm asking why the right is hung up on sex, and the example I use is this story today in the Rocky Mountain News. We had Senator Suzanne Williams on. Cancer vaccine takes heavy shots. Opponents decry bill making immunization mandatory for girls. You can't opt out of it, by the way. But does this does the opposition of does the sex part of this does it come from the Bible? Is that where it comes from? Is that what drives this phobia? Because that's what it is. It's almost like, oh, my God, I can't let my kids outdoors. I can't let my daughter go outdoors. She'll become pregnant off the air. Now, I mean, that's really, and I've lived in 1,000 places, and this goes on all the time. Whatever happened to the old idea that knowledge is power? Okay, if knowledge is power, why wouldn't you want your kids to learn about the dangers of unprotected sex and of random sex? But no, we can't discuss it. And then I wonder how many of these people talk, these people who object to this stuff, I wonder if they actually talk to their kids about sex. Now, I bet you we'll get a few that'll call up and go, oh, yes, I talk to my daughter, or I talk to my son. But I wonder, and if your parents were conservative and when you were growing up, did they talk to you about sex? I wonder if they actually do. Here's Maya in Superior, who opposes the bill. Maya, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I have to disagree with you on this one, on this HPV. I'm a mother of two girls, one who is teenager, one is pre-teenager, and I don't see it as being hung up on sex, at least in my opposition to this. First point for me that concerned me that you did briefly touch on is that this is, it's kind of pushing Merck's bottom line, you know.
Well, yeah, but
sales out there.
Yeah, but you know what? The reason I didn't touch on that is because I think that's an excuse and a diversion. Because if it wasn't Merck, it would be somebody else.
I couldn't care less for the manufacturer.
Yeah, it would be another manufacturer. The fact is you got an outstanding problem here, and the idea behind it is to engage in preventive medicine because catastrophic diseases, terrible diseases like cancer, drive up health care costs, and if you can't meet and don't have any insurance, then most states have indigent funds, and then and that's putting a burden on the taxpayers. So
that's true, but this one
what's the problem?
This isn't covered by insurance.
Well,
my concern is, what's the big push? What's the big hurry? This just got approved
The push and the hurry is that it prevents your daughters or anybody else's daughters from getting cervical cancer. And if you can prevent it, then why not?
I feel like that is being heavily misstated. I work on a college campus, and this has been pushed before this bill came into fruition. They had been pushing this literature and all of this information about this, and I got all of it because I wanted to read this. And this is, it prevents 70% effectiveness on certain kinds, on a limited spectrum of certain kinds of cervical cancer. That is not even...
Well, 70% is better than no percent.
Right.
Exactly, but for other types of cancer, it has zero effect.
Well, they're not going to give you an immunization for every kind. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. You're not going to be able to send your kids to school. You're not going to be able to send your daughters to school and get an immunization on every kind of cancer under the spectrum. That's impossible.
Exactly.
That's impossible.
Wait a minute.
Hold it, ma'am. Those medications don't exist. I mean, I've got a close family member right now in my family that is fighting cancer. Okay, and the kind of cancer he's got. There's no immunization out there for that. But if they had discovered an immunization for it, if they've got something that will cover it, why not use it? And then bottom line, you heard the senator. If you don't want your daughters involved in it, then you can opt out. But why limit public choice?
Well, my concern is if you're making it a public choice, should it not be something that is equally accessible to everyone? Right now, it's not. This is a $600 vaccine that's has only been on the market for 6 months now. It just came out in July 2006, was approved. And this is, where are the long-term studies about the effects? If this is a preventative kind of a thing,
wait a minute. Did the FDA license it?
As far as I'm aware, yes, it just July 2006.
Okay, if the FDA passed it and certified it as being okay, then the FDA is the ruling body that looks over this. Now, if they're wrong and something goes wrong, then you have the right to take recourse. But the fact is, the bottom line is that you can opt out. But why should these folks, including yourself, who don't want this and are against the bill, why should you be using all kinds of things like sex, pharma, or anything else to limit me and my daughters and me for making a choice about what I want?
But see, that's the other misconception. This does not limit you in any form or fashion.
If you don't pass the bill, it limits me.
Anyone who wants to go get it can. And you can go pay that $600 out of your pocket without any support from your insurance, and you can go do that. Nobody's restricting that.
Yeah, but you know what it's called? It's called public health. You don't believe in public health? You don't believe in public immunizations?
It's a contagious disease. That's my other concern with this. Your other immunizations, polio, measles, mumps, even when they require people to go get the one for encephalitis, that's not a contagious disease.
But I bet if you check with doctors, I bet you they would tell you that there are other diseases that emanate from this. What about those?
Well, then why don't we have immunizations for sexually transmitted diseases required?
Here's my point. My point is this, okay? And this distills it all for me. You have a right to opt out. You can do what you want to do. But by saying that you don't want this, you're going to everybody else and you're telling them, well, because I don't like it and I'm suspicious of it, hey, how about this? You can't have it either. And see,
I don't see that at all.
That's what you're doing. By saying that you don't want the bill passed, that's what you're doing. You're saying, we can't have
it in
public schools.
No, because it does not restrict anybody from going to get it.
But there are those who either can't come up with the money.
Right, $600 is a lot of money.
Yeah, or B, the government has a public responsibility to oversee to a certain degree the welfare of the populace, and this is a public health question. And you step up to the plate and want to tell the rest of us that you're going to make the decision. Let me ask you something. You're going to make the decision. Are you a doctor?
Not at all.
Well, then what qualifies you to make
how
the decision?
What I'm asking
no,
is,
I'd like you to answer my question.
Health issue?
No, I'd like
how
you
is
to
this a public health issue?
I'll go back to
anything that prevents cervical cancer is a public health issue.
Yeah, I'll go back to what I said before. Who do you think pays for it if somebody gets cervical
cancer? If this bill didn't exist, how does that stop anyone? If it hadn't been introduced,
if pigs had wings,
yeah, that's like
flying bacon.
Yeah, does that, you know, that's like you beat your wife.
Yeah.
Point is,
no,
I'll go back to
go
back. Yes, it is. I'll go back to what I said before. You're not a physician. I'm not a physician. And the fact is, and here's a big one, okay? Your position would shut off everybody else.
How does that shut everybody
because you
else off?
Because you wouldn't put it in the you wouldn't make it available to the public at large.
The poor would be shut out.
Is by this bill being introduced, is that going to make insurance cover it because it's a law?
Ma'am, the poor would be shut out.
They are already.
So that makes it right, right?
That's like saying,
well, we shot 15 people. What's five more?
No, that's not it at all, Jay.
Yes, it is.
Right now, how are the poor protected?
They're going to get this vaccine.
They're going to get the vaccine, ma'am. What's wrong with
you? How is this bill going to make the poor get this vaccine?
When they put their daughters in school.
Yeah.
That requires them to get the immunization. What I'm asking is, this doesn't cover the payment of it. Even right now for the poor, whether this bill exists or doesn't exist, how does that make sure that the poor get it?
Because ideally the public would pick up the cost of it because it would be a public health issue.
But that's not a part of this bill.
Well, it should be.
Perhaps it should.
But the point.
If they're going to require
it
should be equally accessible to everybody. Right now, insurance does not cover this.
Perhaps it should be, but the fact is once again, you refuse to answer my question, so I guess there's no point in asking it again.
What's your question being?
Well, I've only asked it like six times. I mean, you want me to ask it again? I mean,
to ridiculing when I have a different opinion?
No, I'm not ridiculing you. I'm not ridiculing you. I'm saying I asked this repeatedly, and I'll ask it again if you want me to. You have, under the bill, you have the right not to participate. You can turn your back on the process, and you can say goodbye, and you cannot be involved. Now, what gives you the right in opposing the bill and in going to things like pharma, sex, or a million other reasons, what gives you the right to limit others from participating? Why won't you give others the same privilege that you enjoy?
I have no desire to influence anybody one way or the other.
Well, you're doing it.
Is there. If they don't want to participate, if this bill should be passed, everyone has that option to either for personal or medical reasons to opt out, is that by requiring it, there is no protections there to make it available to everybody, that's the language that people are using, but that seems like a misconception
because
this bill is introduced or not, there is nothing in there to make insurance companies cover this so that it is an affordable immunization like getting my children immunized for mumps or measles. This still is not covered by insurance. This is 6 months brand new. Approved.
Okay, I've heard. You know, all right, I've heard this.
I don't understand where
I've got to go
it
get
makes it equal
look,
for everybody.
Look, I've got to go get traffic. I'm not ridiculing you, but I keep asking the same question, and I just don't get an answer from you. And I understand. Maybe you don't want to answer it. I'm not ridiculing you. You have a right to your opinion, and we just disagree.
Like
it's not a crime.
People can still go get this without the bill. This does not
okay,
enable
but you know
or
what?
Disable
there
anyone.
Are those. There are those of us who want another channel to make this available, and we're just going to go back around again in circles.
It's already available.
But
how this bill doesn't make it available.
What are you going to do? Okay, thank you. We just disagree, but I appreciate the call. I mean, I don't know what else do you want me to say? Are you still there?
We're just kind of circling around each other. We're kind of missing.
Yeah. So we just disagree, and there's nothing wrong with that. So it makes the world go around. Okay.
They love you.
Hey, I love you. I mean, it's, you know, it's nothing personal.
C'est la vie, c'est la guerre.
All right, have a good day. Stay warm.
You too. Bye.
I don't think she was happy with me, but I don't know what else to do. Maybe she go to work at Rockies. It's 8:37, 37 minutes after 8, traffic with Gina.
Well, conditions are starting to improve around the city. Southbound 25 still a little sluggish from 225 to Orchard. That was from a wreck just cleared there at the tech center. Still thinning out through the tech center as well on southbound 225. I-70 looks like it's wreck-free, but it may still be a little sluggish in areas where we had earlier issues, westbound Peoria to Havana, eastbound Federal to Washington. Weather today, partly
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 1-800-265-1480.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-265-1480. 800-265-1480.
840, it's 40 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Maya, personal note to you. I called my wife, Mary. Our insurance policy does cover it. So maybe it's just us.
Yeah.
And Em and I are on the same one, so our daughters are covered.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, listen, have you ever heard advice from married people that you should never go to bed angry?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Yes. Going to bed angry is a bummer. But you know what? If you're disagreeing about that worn out old innerspring mattress, the bed could be the very problem. And you know what? You're not alone. Check this out. 9 out of 10 couples disagree about how firm the mattress should be. The bed that Mary and I have, the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort's the answer. Well, the Sleep Number bed, each side of the mattress can be set at your ideal level of fitness and support. That's your Sleep Number. It's called dual adjustability. Now, this personalized comfort is a result of Sleep Number Bed's air chamber design, a simple concept that now gives you control over how your mattress will feel. And this comfort isn't just for couples. Even if you sleep alone, finding your Sleep Number Bed will mean a more comfortable position for your body, allowing you to fall asleep faster, sleep more deeply, and wake up feeling refreshed. And sleep is really, really important. My Sleep Number used to be 80, but now with the weight loss, I'm down to like 75. But I can put it up to 80 if I want to, and I'm getting, like, the best sleep ever. The Sleep Number beds are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal, and they come with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night in-home trial. So now through Valentine's Day, February the 14th, you can get no interest and no payments until 2008 on all Sleep Number beds. Plus, get a free luxurious down comforter with the purchase of selected bed sets. That's a $250 value. The ultimate in personal comfort. Supplies are limited. So visit a Select Comfort store today for complete details. There are Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall, Northfield Mall at Stapleton. Tell them Jay Marvin and John M. sent you in there.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay.
Honey, I bought an HDTV. Now we can enjoy the big game.
Where's all the other stuff?
What other stuff?
You know, HD accessories from Radio Shack. Monster cables, HD antenna, wall mount, and that home theater system.
I forgot.
Let's recap. You forget to take out the trash. You forget our anniversary. You even forget my name.
Well,
I let all that go. But an HD TV with no HD accessories? My parents were right about you.
Don't forget, for expert advice and a big game HD experience, go to your neighborhood Radio Shack.
And how it does affect. And as a woman that suffers from HDTV, I've got three girls, and they range in age from 12 to 18, and they've all had two of the series of three vaccines. It is covered 100% by my insurance. And I don't see, you know, any reason why you wouldn't want to protect your children. I mean, this was actually ready for approval by the FDA for at least a year before it was approved. And the reason it wasn't approved was because the Christian Coalition had kind of a stranglehold on it because it was their last vestige of hope to keep girls, quote-unquote, chaste before marriage.
Well, what is their hang-up with sex?
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, you know, you've got your head in the sand if you don't keep your children. I'm not asking my children to, or I'm not even condoning premarital sex necessarily. You can go to your wedding bed a virgin. If your husband isn't and he's been exposed to it, you're still going to be exposed to HPV. And that's the bottom line. This bill is really about saving lives, and it's about saving women's lives.
How long have you been fighting it?
I was diagnosed with it 3 years ago, and it could have been sitting latent in my system for 20 years. Well, it had to have been for well over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
That's the thing, is it just, they don't know if you have it. That's the whole reason for cervical pap smears, is to test for that.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point there, that you can be chaste, and if your husband isn't, boom,
right.
You get it.
Right, exactly. Even though, you know, even if your husband's been exposed once, or, you know, whatever, like I said, if your husband isn't, then you can get it, and you're going to suffer the consequences. And why not protect yourself and protect your children? I just don't get it.
I don't know, but I run into the same thing when I talk about mental health. I get the same stuff about going to a competent psychiatrist and receiving competent medical care and meds. And I have, in the old days, fought knockdown, drag-out, screaming matches on the radio with people over this.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't. I mean, mm-hmm. And I'm not saying Maya falls into this category, but you just can't. No matter how much you try, you can't reach them. And to me, sometimes that's the futility of this whole thing, is that you
right.
can't get them to see that what we're talking about here is public health. So stop, you know, dragging all these other things in that
right.
have nothing to do with anything.
Exactly.
And in the end, you can opt out. So. What's the big deal?
Right. Well, I'll tell you, as soon as I found out, because of my history with it, I've been following on the immunization coming up. And as soon as it became available, almost as soon as it became available, I got my girls in for their first shot.
Good for you.
And then, boom, I got them in for their second shot. You know, just because I don't want them to have to go through what I've been through.
Yeah. You know what? You're absolutely right. God bless you. Hey, Abby, thank you for calling. Hope you'll call again.
All right. Okay, bye.
What a courageous woman.
Yes.
Let's go to Martin in Westminster. Martin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I really appreciate this topic. I'm a father of an 8-year-old, and more importantly, I'm a husband of an OBGYN.
Oh, wow.
And we were talking about this last week, but I'd also like to equate this vaccine to, like every parent knows, chickenpox. There's a fairly new chickenpox you have to get to school. You can opt out of it. It's becoming more and more. My daughter just had to get a booster shot because they have more information on it. You get more information, you get better involved. It actually will protect you against chickenpox. This not only protects you against HPV, but realize that this is a growth that women get that can become cancerous. Once it's a growth, it still causes other problems for women. Even including hysterectomies. And I'm thinking, like, if you're conservative, wouldn't you want your daughter to be able to have children? With the hysterectomy, they're not going to be able to have children.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't get it. I don't know what it means. And the thing is I don't know why it is that these guys, that they're always, you know, they're always hung up on sex.
Their ersatz morality goes hand in hand with scientific ignorance.
Well, I think it's more in any divinely inspired book, not just the Bible. Anyone will tells you what to do with women and how they should be treated, too.
You know, like Colorado Right to Life, Father Bill Carmody with the Catholic Diocese in Colorado Springs blasted the measure, saying it will promote sexual activity. Now, I'd like to sit down with him and ask him, how's that going to happen? Like, in other words, does each immunization have some kind of, like, secret programming in it that it puts into, like, your little girl's head when she's 8 years old, that she's going to walk Colfax Avenue and make money that way? I mean, what is it? Does
it's not. I mean, they're worried about the HPV cancer and dying is the worst thing you can happen. It's not the only thing that can happen here. Women do get sick. They have a lot of problems up to, all the way through this. And they, like that last caller called, she said she had she could have had it for 20 years. Yes, and she could have had a whole bunch of problems for 20 years because of this. With this, she probably wouldn't have had
but
any of it.
But you know, it's this whole idea about sex. I mean, like, what? You can't sit down with your 8-year-old and discuss.
Well,
whenever,
she gets some interesting things at the dinner table, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, whenever it's, you know, age appropriate, like, you're not going to have the power to, like, overrule a vaccine? This is my whole, I don't, you know, it's bizarre. Martin, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. No, it is. I mean, it's like, what, you're gonna get a shot and all of a sudden you're going to be like a zombie?
Yeah, let's put the shoe on the other foot here. What if there was some kind of vaccine that would prevent something that would keep a man's from falling off? Don't you think, boy, they'd be saying, oh, let's have that vaccine immediately?
No, because it would promote sex. That's why.
Yeah, but it'd be men.
I had premarital sex anyway. I'm going to hell anyway, so I accept it.
Yeah, me too.
That's fine. I'll see you down there. It'll be warm. At least it won't be 7 degrees outside. 8:49 minutes past the hour. Gino with traffic.
Definitely in recovery mode now across the city, so that's going to be good news for you right now. No new wrecks to deal with on highways. We still have a lot of traffic, though. Eastbound lanes of C-470 between Broadway and University if you're making your way across Highlands Ranch. Same situation eastbound 6th coming out of Lakewood. Southbound I-25 still a little bogged down from I-70 down to Spear. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and cold. More snow expected by the afternoon rush. Up to 4 inches in the city. High of 23. Right now, mostly cloudy and 7. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
And now a message from Frontier's Flip the Dolphin. Last year, in an unprecedented show of support, you sent Flip to Mexico. This year, show him that he's still Denver's favorite animal by voting Flip at FrontierAirlines.com. So cast your vote today. And Flip for Flip.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Sex. Oh, I was just trying to corrupt you. I'm sorry. It's 8:51. 51 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Still snow this afternoon, and if you're just in the mindset, the man, you're tired of slipping and sliding around out there, and then Rocky's Autos is the place to go because they got front wheel, they got all wheel, and they got four wheel drive. And their selection is huge. Over 600 vehicles on the lot. Largest selection of clean late model used vehicles in all of Colorado. They got everything. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And good friendly people, too, to deal with. I always talk about my friends Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera, and Fred Labrato and Gerard Menard and all the folks out of Rockies. You know, they really do work hard. They're good, hardworking, honest people. And that's one of the reasons why
I'm proud to talk about them. They've also been very big supporters of this show and also AM 760 Progressive Talk, so I thank them for that, too. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., which means they're open until 9 o'clock tonight. And you can check them out on the Internet. Check them out on the web at RockiesAutos.com. They've got the perfect fit vehicle-wise for your needs, and they'll help you out, and they'll treat you like family because they're a family-owned and operated business since 1982. Mary and I have bought a bunch of cars there, and we've sent our friends, and there's no finer group of people than the folks at Rocky's Autos. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Someone worth knowing. Laura Zaspel, President, Fowler Software Design.
I was day-to-day production, and in that capacity, you do feel very isolated because your nose is 6 inches away from the work. So at one point, when the chamber promotional material came by for the leads group, I thought that sounded perfect. Once I had to get out every week, it really broke that isolated feeling and improved my relationship with my staff.
Laura Zaspel, Denver Metro Chamber member since 2003. The Chamber. It's all about who you know.
Come support both your men's and women's Colorado basketball teams on Saturday, February 3rd at the Coors Event Center. The day will start at 2 p.m. when the men's team takes on the nationally ranked Cowboys of Oklahoma State. Stick around after the game for an autograph session with the men's team. Then at 7 p.m., the Colorado women's team battles the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Tickets for both of these exciting Big 12 contests can be purchased by visiting CUBUS.com, by calling 303-49-BUS, or by stopping by Tickets West. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Martin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Sex. 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 I'm just trying to corrupt you. 8:54 minutes after the hour. Snow likely high today, 22. And supposed to start this afternoon. All right, we're talking about the papilloma virus and about the whole debate that went on in the legislature about this. And actually what I'm really asking is, why is the right hung up on sex? Basically. Here's Jess in Fort Collins. Jess, you're on AM 760. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
How's it going, Jay?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, it's a beautiful morning. So I do have to insist that this urge for certain people on the right, as well as there's people on the left as well, to keep their children and America's children as far away from their natural sexes as urge can be, has to go back to the remnants of the early church, the Protestant and Catholic church and religion. Do you remember, we talked one time, Jay, actually, about the school teacher who was asked to leave her job after she took the kids to the museum where they saw naked pictures and sculptures?
Right, I remember that. Sure do.
Yep, it's the same thing. I mean, it's ignorance breeding through generations. And, I mean, it's just amazing how people will pass on this idea. And the sad part about it is it's probably filtering out somewhat, but my generation, I'm 22 now, and when I'm, let's say, your age, I could be talking about the exact same thing with parents that I have, my generation that have grown up to do the same thing to their children.
Wow, that's, you know what, that's mind-blowing. That's mind-blowing because, as I said before I went to the break, what do they think? What do they think? That, like, a vaccination has more influence on their kids than they do?
And the thing about it is, James, I'm in my last year of college here, and I can remember to my freshman year seeing kids that would come in that had the most sheltered high school lives that you could possibly have and were sheltered not only by their parents but by the schools that they went to. And when they got to college, I mean, these kids, and I'm not saying this happens to all of them, but some of them, man, did they let loose, Jay. I mean, it's kind of like they didn't have any outlet for it those years when you're in, like, a prime stage of figuring out who you are, and then by the time you get to college when you should, you know, have some of that out of the way, these kids were just, I mean, they were piling it up, and it's really kind of sad to see that it's still happening like this.
Wow. You know, I also wonder, too, take a guess at this. Speculate on this. You think these people who object to this and bring in these things like sex and everything, do you think they talk to their kids about sex? I don't think they do, because I think they're embarrassed.
See, that's the thing, Jay, is I don't think, and I don't, I mean, again, we're just speculating here, but I think that the people that aren't talking about their kids are the people that probably that their parents weren't talking to them, and they are, maybe it comes down to being embarrassed about it. I mean, they do it for the sake of procreation, and if you wanted to get dirty about it, other things that certain, I mean, it, like, and you see it all the time with with Catholic priests. I mean, I hate to generalize, but I mean, it's seen all the time, especially in our society, where when you suppress these natural urges that every human being has, it only leads to negativity.
Yeah, you know, someday on the show, I'm going to ask this question. I'm going to ask people who talked to them about sex and where they learned about it. Jess, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. It's been a good one.
Yep,
take care.
Thank you, Jake.
All right, open phones coming up. You want to talk about this or anything else that we've talked about this morning, or you just want to get on the horn and chew me out, that's fine, too. 303-713-7600. I'll take on all comers. What the hell? I don't mind being kicked around. Anyway, it's good to have you here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. And don't forget to vote on our poll at AM760.net.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
We don't mean to brag, but if you miss NBC Tonight,
you're going to miss out on the blowout of the century.
Booyah! On My Name is Earl, Is This the Night for Randy and Catalina? And on The Office, a very different bachelor party.
It's okay, I got a stripper for the women, too.
Plus, on Scrubs, Carla is back. And on 30 Rock, Isabella Rossellini is Alec Baldwin's ex.
Thank you for not embarrassing me.
Now that's a comedy night done right. Plus, an all-new ER. Tonight on NBC.
Travelocity presents the Mucho Mexico Sale.
Translation, you'll save mucho moolah.
Book a flight and five-night hotel to Mexico and get $100 off.
That's mucho savings.
That's why it's called the Mucho Mexico Sale.
Of course, that makes mucho sense.
So hurry, get to Mexico and save.
Save mucho?
Yes, save mucho. Book now with your MasterCard card and get $100 off. Visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel for details. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Nick Young. The sparks are flying this morning at Senate confirmation hearings for the man President Bush wants to be the next Army Chief of Staff. Live to Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Republican Senator John McCain sharply questioned whether General George Casey should be promoted, saying he repeatedly made rosy and wrong predictions about Iraq and shares responsibility for the 2.5 years he commanded forces there.
During that time, things have gotten markedly and progressively worse, and the situation in Iraq can now best be described is dire and deteriorating.
Casey rejected the idea that Iraq policy has failed and said things there should get better by the end of the year. McCain acidly noted Casey said the same thing in 2004. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Two men arrested in connection with yesterday's uproar over a Cartoon Network promotional campaign in Boston have been released on $2,500 bail. Peter Berdovsky and Sean Stevens pleaded not guilty to charges of placing a hoax device and disorderly conduct. In the face of a serious childhood obesity problem in the country, the White House is playing host to movers and shakers who could make a difference. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
In fact, Nick, the administration says 10 million American school children are overweight and the problem is getting worse. President and Mrs. Bush discussed the near-term and long-range issues at a White House meeting with food and entertainment industry executives.
Childhood obesity is a costly problem for the country.
Obesity is one of the major risk factors for women and heart disease.
The administration is promoting an ad campaign to encourage children to exercise and to follow what Mrs. Bush describes as a smart diet. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
You remember these TV ads?
A Maytag repairman. The loneliest guy in town.
Well, not anymore. Maytag is recalling 2.5 million of its dishwashers. The company says Maytag and Gen Air models are involved. Four injuries have been tied to a fire hazard from shorting wires. When it comes to family workplace policies, the U.S. is being left in the dust by the rest of the world's wealthy nations. That's the conclusion of new research done by Harvard and McGill universities. Family advocate Deborah Ness says the policies include support for breastfeeding, paid sick leave, and maternity leave.
There are 65 countries that actually provide paid paternity leave. The United States provides none.
Well, it hasn't been this low since the days of the Great Depression. The government says Americans saved at a rate of -1% last year. Businessweek magazine's Lauren Young says it doesn't bode well for workers.
It does worry me a lot. If people can't save when times are good, they really have no sense of what it's going to be like when times are tough.
It's got one more installment to go. Now comes word from Harry Potter creator J.K. Rowling that the seventh and final book in the popular series will hit bookstores July 21st, the title Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. This is CBS News.
Hey, Mom, while you're at the office, your teenager has 1,000 strangers in her bedroom.
I have 3,000 friends.
She sports really good weed. This girl was so high.
That's what it's like when your kid's on the internet, and some people talk about drugs.
Got me a dime bag.
I found my mom's house.
I'm annihilated.
So maybe send an instant message, because even with 1,000 people in the room, one more could make a difference.
Hi, it's Mom. Less chatting, more homework.
Gotta go.
See ya. Becky, you said hi.
Checking in. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Want to watch the football game of the year in high def? Office Depot can help with unbeatable prices on LCD and plasma HD TVs. Plus, Office Depot can deliver and install your TV. See store for details. Hurry into Office Depot or go online because these deals won't last long. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot!
And it's 9:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. It's cold this morning, and it's going to turn really cold tonight, along with some snow to mess up your drive home.
It looks like it's going to be affecting us sometime during the middle of the evening rush, so I'm thinking around 5 p.m. today.
Meteorologist Nick Carter says we can expect 2 to 4 inches of snow in the metro area overnight tonight to go along with temperatures below zero. Colorado's welfare rolls dropped 23% last year. That was the first year-over-year drop since 2002. Colorado's Department of Human Services says some large counties like Adams experienced drops of 27%. At the end of last year, there were more than 11,000 people served by the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families program. A federally funded study conducted by the University of Colorado at Boulder finds certain oils found in some shampoos can cause young boys to temporarily develop enlarged breasts. The study appears in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. Best-selling author Clive Cussler and Denver billionaire Philip Anschutz are set to go head-to-head this week in a lawsuit involving the 2005 film Sahara. Cussler claims Anschutz's company reneged on agreements regarding creative control and a bad script ruined the adaptation of his book. For his part, Anschutz counters the author was uncooperative and badmouth the movie. And President Bush is describing the woman who referred to him as Shrub as a Texas original. Best-selling author and columnist Molly Ivins has died following a long battle with breast cancer. She was 62 years young. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're looking good around the metro area. Most of our heavy congestion spots back to normal. Do have some slowing still southbound 25 downtown and on southbound 225 right through your Denver Tech Center Drive. Remember to avoid that area off the highway around Colorado Boulevard and Exposition. Crews are still repairing a broken water main. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy and cold. More of that snow expected by the afternoon rush, high of 23. Tonight, lights.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
I could be wrong, I could be right. I could be back, I could be white. I could be right, I could be wrong. I could be white, I could be black.
Final 7 minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, John M. Good morning. Nice to have you along. Chance of snow probably this afternoon. High today, only 22. Okay. It's open phones. We'll talk about anything. But here's some, I got some really, you know, all right. Yesterday I was complaining about crackpot emails. Or people are just angry at me. And I still get those. But I got some really good emails about this last topic, about the papilloma virus. And I want to read some of these because they're really good. Okay?
All right.
All right, listen to this one from Todd. And Todd's a regular listener. You know, God bless this guy. He does more research for me. There's another guy named Greg who does a lot of it, too. They send me kind of all kinds of stuff. Sometimes I don't get it while I'm on the air, and I'll get it later. But they're concerned listeners, and they, you know, they want to be involved in the program.
God love them.
And Todd is just a great guy. Todd, thank you for this. He got this from the Center for Disease Control website, and he puts the link on here so he shows that he's not stretching this out of thin air. From the Centers for Disease Control website, the vaccine, and I can't pronounce the name of it, Garadacil, protects against four HPV types, which together cause 70% of cervical cancers and 90% of genital warts. Now, I hope that Maya, who I have nothing against, is still listening. The retail price of the vaccine is $120 per dose, $360 for the full series. So it's not $600. While some insurance companies may cover the vaccine, others may not. Most large insurance plans usually cover the costs of recommended vaccines. And that's the Center for Disease Control. Okay.
Well, that blows part of her argument out of the water.
All right, here's another one. Now, this is from Sean. I'm in health insurance sales, and I can tell you that the study was several years and was shown to be 100% effective in preventing cervical cancer in women that received the injection before a certain age. National statistics show that 1 in 2 women will develop some sort of cancer in their life. This is a great advancement in the fight against the disease that has killed more people in the history of the world than any other disease. Keep up the good work.
Boy, I didn't realize it was that.
Yeah, thank you, Sean.
That deadly.
See, for as much complaining that I do, we get an awful lot of really nice people who email in.
Yeah,
we've got really nice listeners. I wanted to read this one too. This is from John LeMoyne, who won the radio.
Oh, okay.
He guessed how much weight I lost off the pictures. And if you didn't hear that, we announced it at like 7:30. And between the first shot that was on the web and the second shot, I lost 43 pounds, and he guessed 40, so he was closest.
He can always get a job in the carnival guessing people's weights then.
Yeah. But since those pictures are old, and I went to the doctor yesterday, and I've now lost 53 pounds. But he says, Jay, I'm so excited about the radio. I never win anything. I can't wait to get it and turn you on. Yeah, I'll tell you something. AM 760 sounds great on these HD radios. Hey, don't put too much thought into all those emails. We know you and love you and think you are doing just fine. I'm excited for you and your weight loss. Stay healthy. And I sent him an email back saying, you know, that when he comes to get the radio or whatever, I hope I can meet him.
Ah, cool. Sounds like a nice, nice gentleman.
Okay. So those were the instant messages. You can always send those at am760.net.
You know, that last guy brought up a good point about the girls have to be immunized when they're like 10 or 11 for it to be effective, you know, before they become sexually active for it to work.
Yeah, here's one more from Shirley. Let me read this one, too. I don't care if these people, the religious right, want to live in the dark ages forever. What I object to is they want me to live there. These people think they know what is best for everyone. This is a form of misogyny meant to keep women subservient and powerless. I have even heard people say that women getting cervical cancer or other STDs is a form of divine retribution.
Oh, good Lord.
This is all part of a much larger issue. You know, I think it is, too.
You know, that's the crap we used to hear about AIDS from Falwell and Robertson and those people that it was God's
work. Remember when they back in the old days when they were doing that?
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't that long ago they were doing that.
Well, you're right. I say the old days, what was that, 10 or 15 years ago? Oh, man. Weird. Okay, let's start on the phones here, and we'll go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
My daughter's 13, so I don't know if she's too old to get this vaccine or not.
Oh, no, I think you'd have to check with your primary care physician.
I will tell you, I don't want her to be sexually active yet, but it's to sacrifice her life over that. And I just cannot understand the logic. And I don't want to expand this beyond what your topic was, but the same people who want to protect the life of a zygote do not want to protect the life of my child who's 13.
Yeah, that's really true.
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
I don't either.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, I don't think that she's going to run out just because she's vaccinated and have sex right away. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I do think that if when vaccines become required, then the insurance companies do cover them. And for the most part, that's always been my experience with all the other vaccines they've ever come up with. So I don't get the logic. I really don't.
Well, talk show hosts are supposed to know everything. They're supposed to know everything.
You're omniscient.
I mean, listen to them on the air. They always know everything. I got to tell you something. I think I'm stupid. You know why I think I'm stupid? Because I don't have clue one as to where these people are coming from and why they're doing and why they make these statements and why they think that any logical thinking human being can't connect the dots. And I don't understand people who can't. And I've been watching this kind of behavior for, God, I want to say 40 years maybe or more. And the reason I say that is because I grew up in Orange County, California, in Tustin, California, John Birch Society, very right wing. And this is the kind of stuff that they would bring to school board meetings. This is the kind of stuff that they would inject in city council meetings. This is the kind of stuff that they would have state representatives who would go to Sacramento and mouth this kind of stuff. I never understood this stuff when I was 13. I didn't get where they were coming from. I don't get where they're coming from now.
Yeah. And the worst part, I agree with your previous caller, if they have sexual issues, I guess that's kind of their problem. I really don't care. But for them to impose those sexual issues that they have on everybody else, that is where I draw the line.
Do you think they have sexual issues?
I do. I think they are way too worried about it. I think they're way too obsessed with it to where it consumes, and whether it's gay or this or something else, that it consumes a great deal of their lives. And I think that's a problem, that I wish they wouldn't put their problem on me.
Yeah, you know something else about them, too? We haven't talked about this in a long time. They're also hypocritical, and here's why they're hypocritical. I'll point this out. That the largest purveyors of softcore sex films and also pornography that you can get when you stay in hotels, that you can get on on-demand systems in your home, they are some of the largest contributors to the Republican Party monetarily. And these folks, like Dobson, like the rest of them, will never stand up and they will never point a finger at these people and they will never raise this issue.
I was just going to say, you know, James Dobson is all hot all over this pornography stuff. At least he has been in the past. Maybe that's a good job for all those folks on family people out there to look at.
Well, they won't look at it.
Yep.
And it's been out there, and you can go to federal filings and look, and those people are contributing, and these people will never stand up and will never say anything about it. And I wonder why they're so silent.
Well, do you remember back in the 80s when the Moral Majority first started, they used to take the passages out of quote-unquote dirty books and read them to each other in church.
Oh, yeah.
And be so shocked. Well, that's not why they were reading them to themselves in church. I mean, it's still the same thing.
Yeah, it's just, it's I don't know. When you come up with an answer, call me back and let me know.
Okay, I will.
All right, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Brenda in Pine. Brenda, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Gosh, I agree with so many of your listeners and yourself. I'm just so tired of the Christian Coalition and imposing their will, trying to impose their will on everyone. You know, I don't really know what's Christian about that. I think it's pretty selfish. About 30 years ago, my sister had cervical cancer in her early 20s, and, you know, she had to have a partial hysterectomy. So that's a hard thing to find out. You know, people should think about that, that you can't have ever have children. So I'm really happy about this vaccine. And, you know, I hear some people say that, you know, they don't want, I've heard people say they don't want sex education in school. You know, they want to tell their children about sex. And that's fine. But if you're in public school, you need to consider all the other children there.
Yeah, see, I would agree, but they never do. They never take that view. I mean, they feel like what's right for me is right for everybody.
Right, but they don't live in reality. I mean, do they think that sexual abuse and, you know, incest and rape are not part of the reality we live in? Because they are, you know, and so is AIDS. And, you know, of course, you know, my parents were raised in an Amish Mennonite community. And they were not strictly religious themselves, but I don't think they were comfortable talking about sex.
Right.
And, you know, I talk to my daughter, right, you know, it's just a natural part of life. You know, it's not like I never expected her to have sex.
Well, there's a lot of parents, though, who can't for some reason or won't sit down and talk to their kids about it.
And, you know, these people that think that all parents are great, you know, are crazy. You know, they need to think about, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's public school. If they want, then go to private school.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. That's the other thing, too, about the, you know, the sanctity of the family. Well, what about those kids that are caught in bad family situations? I agree 100%.
Right, or, you know, the children that, foster children that don't, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, well, but they don't ever think about that stuff. Brenda, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Sure.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all model, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra is proud to present conductor Nicholas Carthy and violinist Edward Dusenbear this Saturday night at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. The performances will feature Haydn's Symphony No. 78 in C minor and Beethoven's Concerto for violin and orchestra. For details or more information, call the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra box office today at 303-449-1243 or log on to boulderphil.org.
Colorado's adoptive families encounter challenges every single day. The good news is the Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC, is here to help. From support groups and newsletters to workshops and financial aid, resources are now available for families who have adopted through the child welfare system. A friendly voice and a network of services to support adoptive families. COPARC is funded by the Colorado Department of Human Services and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttext.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 9:24, 24 minutes after 9. High today, 22. And chance of snow, and it's cloudy out, so it's just waiting to happen. Open phones underway here. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. You can also instant message me at am760.net. Let's go to Josh, who's been hanging on in Arvada. Josh, hi. You're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jed.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, but I'm a little sad to hear that Al Franken's going to stop his show.
Well, he wants to run for Senate, and you can't, according to the law, you can't do both.
Well, and it's kind of a mixed bag, because I think you'd make a great senator, but I guess my problem is that, you know, as far as the shows went that were on the air, it was the one with the most facts and the least, you know, least emotion. And it's getting replaced by Tom Hartman, who's one of those big emotional guys. And
well, what's wrong with emotion, man? You got to have emotion in life.
You kind of need both, but Al Franken, his show was kind of like a ammo dump for the liberal side. If you're going to go into a conversation with somebody, you had all the facts and figures and stuff to back up your arguments. And I'm just going to miss it, you know?
Well, I think a lot of us are, but I think also, you know, the thing is that, I mean, he feels that, you know, he needs to do this. So my feeling is, all right, I support it. And as soon as he gets it rolling, I intend to give him some money, and I hope he beats the pants off Norm Coleman, and I hope he gets the nomination and runs on the Democratic ticket, man. I say good luck to him. And I hate to see him go, but I want to be 100% supportive.
Yeah, and I'm in the same place on that. I just, you know, I'm just, it'd be cool, although I don't know how this goes by happening, if you know, some more people brought on Melanie Sloan or Lawrence O'Donnell and got him on some of the shows, because his show seemed to have, you know, a better group of wonks coming on every week than even, you know, Hardball or Countdown or anything.
Well, we've had Melanie Sloan, and also we've had Lawrence O'Donnell on, but the trouble is they're hard to get. Lawrence O'Donnell is really hard to get. Melanie Sloan is not so hard to get. You can get her depending on her schedule, or they'll give you somebody else. But Lawrence O'Donnell, you're right, he's very, very sharp and very entertaining. And he's on Countdown with Oberman every once in a while, too. And I'll just miss Al's unique approach and his humor. But once again, I mean, if this is what he wants to do, man, I'm all for it, and I say go for it.
Well, yeah, like I said, I'm with you there. It's just bittersweet to lose something so good and something that's so helpful when you have the work conversations about it.
Yeah, but you know what? That's what life's all about. I mean, life's all about change, and things change, and even though we don't like it, that's the way it goes, and you just have to accept it, and you have to play the hand that's dealt you. Now, watch me tell you this when I have the hardest time in the world with change. Do you know that I... You're going to laugh at this. It's part of my bipolar situation. Do you know I got to park in the same spot every time?
It's like a monk thing, huh?
Yeah. You know, it really is. It really is. I mean, I got to park. I park in the same spot. Don't I, Turk? I park in the same spot.
And it really doesn't make sense to me because there's a lot closer spots.
Every day, man. Josh, I park in this exact same spot. So change for me is really rough, and I'll miss him. But listen, he's going to win the Senate, and he's going to be the next senator from Minnesota, and we'll have something to celebrate in 08.
Well, that's definitely the silver lining. So, thanks a lot, Jay. The big thing was to give him some props on his way out, too. So.
You got it, pal. You're welcome here anytime. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Charmaine in Fort Collins. Charmaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Nice to talk to you.
Hi.
I am the mother of three daughters. One is 6, one is 8, and one is 14. And my daughter will have this vaccination. And I guess I'm also one of those people that's really tired of right-wing people or Republicans or even other Democrats that don't have kids, most of them, telling us what we should do with our kids and with their education.
I can understand that. It's the same thing as you get these guys who call up who are chest beaters about the war, but
right.
For some reason they're not there.
Exactly, yeah. Well, the whole thing is if we don't educate our children, then we're the ones that have to deal with, you know, pregnancies and diseases and things like that. And I don't think that anybody should be dictating how we should raise our children.
I'm just tired of it. Why is it so hard, though, for these folks? Why is it so hard for these folks to understand?
I don't know. My dad's a Republican, and we have these conversations quite a bit, and I don't understand. I try to tell them, you know, don't you remember when I was Brooke's age, and why can't you guys just see that educating our children the best we can is ultimately going to be, you know, the right thing to do? But I don't know. It's the same with them getting involved in the pro-choice matters and stuff, because these are the guys that, you know, get women pregnant and don't want to have anything to do with them, but they're trying to tell them that they can't get an abortion or it's not right to get an abortion.
Yeah, I've always thought this. What about this idea? This is pretty radical, but I've always thought this. How about if you're a man, you cannot speak about this. You cannot speak about abortion.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't have to go through with it. And also, the other thing is, you don't have to carry the child. You don't have to deal with any of that. It's truly,
exactly.
It's truly a woman's issue.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, we have Roe versus Wade put in place for a reason. You know, when we were having a lot of problems with this back in the 70s, women were going down to Mexico and stuff to have these procedures done and ended up dying. You know, and I just think that these kind of people should leave those issues to women, not the men in Congress and in the Senate should not be allowed to tell us what to do with our bodies. Because you're right, they're not going to carry the child, And most of them wouldn't even want to be around for the child if it were theirs.
Right. You know what? That's very true, too. And most of the women who face this choice, most of the women who get involved in this, they're usually single women. They're usually women who the male has taken off. And they don't really want to do this, but they don't have a, but they don't have a, they're not really faced with a choice. I think the answer, and I kind of contradicting myself now because I'm speaking about it and I'm not a woman and I really shouldn't. But I think the answer is that we should have sex education. We should offer women alternatives and show them that there are alternatives. But if their back's against the wall and this is what they ultimately decide to do, then we should honor that decision. They should
right.
be making that choice, not some man who doesn't who has little or no investment in the situation and doesn't have to deal with it.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And I'm not, like, trying to be a man basher or anything
I'm not either, but it's the same thing. I mean, you can make the case. I mean,
yeah.
I think you can make the same case. You can make the same case about the war in Iraq. I mean, I get these guys who send me emails, and I've gotten calls from people before who want to argue this, and they sound like they could go, and why aren't they there?
Exactly, yeah.
But it's always somebody else who's got to go do this.
Well, you know? I hear those kind of people on your show sometimes, and I hear that the emails that you get, and I don't understand. The big thing though that really gets me is, with these real hardcore religious groups like the Christian Coalition and stuff. You know, they're so hung up on sex, but. Then they have leaders like Ted Haggard doing what he's doing, and that's making, it's just, they're so hypocritical, and I'm just tired of all of it. I like I said, I don't want them to dictate to me what to do with my children.
I would agree, but you know, I'm telling you, I mean, I would definitely, definitely, definitely agree.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate the call,
Thank you, Jay.
And I hope your kids are doing good.
Oh, they are. Thank you.
Good.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
See, I'll tell you something. No kidding. Check this out. You want to stop the war in Iraq? You want to stop anything from happening in Iran? Okay, let's have a draft. I know you're against it, but could you imagine going over to the other two, I'll name the stations, KOA and KO, and getting on there and going, okay, you know what? We're instituting a draft. So all you people who call up all the time and bang your gums about going to Iraq and killing all these people and doing all of this and getting killed and having all of this happen and this horrible, horrendous thing that is going on, guess what? Now it's your time to go. How many of them do you think would run from this whole position and would change it? It's kind of like Paul Harvey. You know, Paul Harvey was against the Vietnam War until Paul Harvey Jr. got drafted. Then Paul Harvey changed his tune. Interesting. 9:35, it's 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And here's Gina with the traffic.
Thanks, Jay. No late morning issues. All of our metro area highways are back to normal. You still want to avoid the area around Colorado Boulevard and Exposition. Crews are working to repair a broken water main that has created a large sheet of ice. Also, if you're planning to ride light rail, the G-Line is down. It's only running on one track between Dayton and 9 Mile. Still at a 15-minute frequency, though, you can take the H-Line and transfer south. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and cold.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing away money on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. And right now you can join John Michael Lyles and Amber Homes for Cruisin' the Lanes charity bowling tournament at Lucky Strike Lanes February 3rd. Visit amberhomes.com and click on the Cruisin' the Lanes logo to register for this exciting event. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
And that need the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-265-1480.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-265-1480. 800-265-1480.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Man, I love the Rolling Stones.
I always like the Stones, but I do the Beatles. I thought Beatles were, I don't know, kind of a girly.
Oh, come on, Grandpa.
Knock it off. Early Beatles.
The Beatles
agreed.
Were great. The Beatles were great, but I... Shut up, Turk. The Beatles were great, but I like the Stones, too. They were my favorite.
Yeah.
But I like the Stones with Brian Jones.
Man, that really goes back.
Yeah. I like that really raw stuff. That's why I like YouTube. If you go look at YouTube and type in, like, Rolling Stones, there's old videos on there of the Stones with Brian Jones, man, and it is really cool.
Did you guys hear that Led Zeppelin is probably going to tour this year?
Yeah, I did. I did hear that.
Really? John Paul Jones?
Yeah.
That is going to be hot.
I'd like to go to that.
I would love to see that. Yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't see the Page and Plant thing. I wasn't really into that. But, man, if you throw John Paul Jones in the mix, best bassist ever live, man.
Oh, yeah. Undoubtedly.
Yeah, I love I love Led Zeppelin.
Boy, that was a good time.
Yeah, squeeze that lemon juice and let it run down your leg. What do you think he meant by that? All right, it's 9:40. 40 minutes past the hour. High today, 22. Snow likely. Yeah, we should get those lyrics and read them on the air. You know, your parents are like listening going...
Yeah, and what's so funny is the boomer parents today, they're all upset about the rap lyrics and...
Well, I've been through that before. I mean, I don't understand. I have no point of reference, as a caller said earlier. I have no point of a couple of days ago. I have no point of reference for a lot of this music.
Yeah.
I don't...
But, of course, our parents...
I'm disconnected.
Our parents didn't have a point of reference for Led Zeppelin or the Stones, either.
No, they really didn't, did they?
No. I mean, the generation that grew up with Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra was...
Debbie Reynolds.
And Debbie Reynolds. They weren't ready for the Stones or Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah, here's some Zeppelin. I think he's talking about fruit harvesting.
Yeah.
Right?
Making margaritas, maybe. Until the juice runs down my leg.
Boy, you know what? You play enough of this music and I'll start seeing the walls move.
Remember when the wall started breathing?
Never mind. Let's get them. Right, you know, just... hardening of the arteries is setting in. Although I must, we have to point out that Turk is, what are you, about 31?
I'm 32.
Okay.
So he's young.
Yeah.
And he likes Zeppelin.
Yeah.
I love Zeppelin.
My stepson's 19, and until recently, he loved all the same music as his mother listened to.
Well, what do you mean, until recently? What happened?
All of a sudden, he went country. Boy went country.
I don't like most of the current stuff, with the exception of maybe Dixie Chicks. I like the older stuff.
That's what he listens to.
Oh, the older stuff, the classic stuff?
Yeah. Especially Johnny Cash. Cash is his hero.
Well, Johnny Cash is like the best.
Yeah.
I love everything he ever did. I worked lots of concerts with him, too.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Fascinating individual.
Well, they used to get the disc jockeys up on stage.
Oh, yeah, I remember those days.
And they used to call him the country gentleman. And the radio station you worked at was called the country giant, even though it only had like 250 watts.
I worked for a station in San Francisco, young country, you know, as opposed to old country. And we had these TV spots that would say... Young country, and it would show Garth and Brooks and Dunn and
what station was that?
And all that. And then they'd say, old country, and it would show, like, old films from, the 20s or something of these old toothless ladies fiddling on the front porch of the falling-down shack. Young country, old country.
What station was that?
I can't remember the call letters.
Because I played country music in San Francisco, too, on KSAN.
Yeah. Well, this was 94.
I think I'd already gotten fired by that time. All right, let's go to Todd in Denver. Todd, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Good. Hey, talking about this whole HPV vaccine scenario, I couldn't help but think, what are they going to say if and when there's an HIV vaccine?
Probably the same thing.
Yeah.
Well... The foghorns on the right will say the same thing, most likely. But what are the legislators going to say? It would be political suicide to come out and say, we can't allow this to be distributed on a widespread basis because of the immorality and blah, blah, blah. Legislators can't do that.
Well, you could also, but you could also, you can make the case, though, with HIV, too, that heterosexual men and women get it through intravenous drug use. Wouldn't be the same thing as papilloma, which women get. I don't think men can get it, but women get it. But you can make the case that intravenous drug users get it, and therefore they're heterosexual. They have sex with other heterosexuals, and they spread it.
Yeah.
So it would, but once again, you could make a stronger. I think you could make a bigger case about public health at that point. But I'm sure that you would get people who would come forward. And say, well, that just encourages people to be promiscuous.
Huh. Yeah, well, I think what you'll get is a large disconnect between the Dobsons and the legislators. Because right now with the HPV vaccine, you've got the conservative legislators towing the Dobson line. But with an HIV vaccine, the public at large is going to be so astounded and amazed that we could make this breakthrough. How could you not, get insurance companies to cover it or make it a mandatory vaccine, so forth and so on, that legislators could not get away with saying that it's immoral, we can't do it. And Dobson's going to be out there pounding his chest, well, if people just didn't have sex, HIV never would have come into existence anyway, and it's from a Dobson point of view, the HPV vaccine is absolutely identical to an HIV vaccine. If you don't have sex, you don't need the vaccine. So why have the vaccine?
Yeah, that's true, because he would tell you, and those folks would tell you that the only people who are supposed to the only reason you're supposed to have sex is to have children, and the only people who should have sex are people who are in a committed married relationship,
right.
And that if you do it outside of marriage or even any of that kind of stuff, you're a sinner and you're headed to hell.
Right.
Well, it's the same thing as the stem cell argument, where the religious right is moving farther and farther away from mainstream America.
Exactly, right. But I just thought I'd put it out there. Stick this whole HPV vaccine scenario, especially with the state legislators, stick that in the back of your mind, and then fast forward, if you remember this, then see how it plays out in 10, 20 years or however long it takes before when they come up with an HIV vaccine, and you'll see how identical scenario is going to play out completely different from the far right commentators compared to what their legislators do.
Yeah, all right. You know what? I'll remember it. I know I will, and we all will, and we'll see how they handle it, and it'll be very interesting to see what they say. Won't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was fascinating that this thing came out of the first committee and went to the second committee on a straight 5-4 party line vote. Even though it's a pretty sensible, what I would consider a bulletproof piece of legislation, the Republicans still voted against it.
And this hasn't played out yet. It'll be interesting to see if any of those people change their mind now that...
Yeah, when it goes to the full Senate.
And as people start learning more about it and get the facts, then, public support for it may cause some of those conservative legislators to switch their vote.
Yeah.
Boy, you know what? We can only hope so. Todd, thanks, man.
All right, have a good day, guys.
All right, talk to you.
Bye.
9:48, it's 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Two lines up.
Energy Hog to team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others. Except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Before bedtime.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
You get treated like you should be treated. You go to a lot of car dealers in this town, and you stand out there for 10, 15 minutes. Somebody finally comes up and goes, hey, want to buy a car? That doesn't happen at Rockies. they don't treat you that way. And you can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So go out there and see Marv Alshear. Go out and see Spanky Herrera. Go out there and see Fred Lebrato. Any of the folks working the Rockies will take care of you. They're good people, and I am really proud to be able to talk about them. And I thank them for their support, not only for AM 760, but also for this show, too. Rockies Autos. Check them out, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Great people, great people to buy a car from, and it's a good place to save bucks.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend.
Johnny.
And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
This must be like an early Sun version or something. Is it?
But that train
keeps
rolling.
Yeah, it's got to be. Hear the echo?
On down to San Antonio.
Sun Studios on Union Street in Memphis. 9:53, 53 minutes after the hour. Snow likely. And a high today of 22. J. Marvin, your open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Deborah, who's hanging on in Colorado Springs. Deborah, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Excellent. I've been listening to all these people, and some of them have some really excellent contributions to say, but I just wish that we could just get a lot of this narcissism out of politics, because there's so many people that they're not considering how they feel. This is a country of so many different people. There's 22 million people here in this country that aren't Christians, and I'm one of them. And for this whole HPV debate, for the whole Roe versus Wade debate, I mean, these are individual decisions that people need to make. They have to face the consequences of them. And I don't think it's fair for these politicians to legislate when they have no idea what your whole system of beliefs is.
Well, there's a lot of them who don't care what your system of belief is. They don't care because they figure that you're in the minority, and they don't give a damn. I mean, Tom Colburn, who is a really right-wing senator from Oklahoma and a doctor, believe it or not.
He's the guy that's called for death for abortion providers.
Right? He thinks people, you know, abortion, those people should be put to death, capital punishment. Now, if you lived in Oklahoma, Tulsa or Oklahoma City or someplace, he doesn't care about you because he figures he's not going to get your vote anyway.
Yeah, out here in Colorado, Dave Schultes, I'm not sure.
Oh, Schultes? Yeah. Mr. Right. Mr. Brown Shirt himself?
He's trying to, he failed, thank goodness, but he was trying to get a bill passed that would have counted another murder charge for someone who murders a pregnant woman and counting the fetus separately. And the way it was worded, it would have restricted abortion and basically having people that have abortions done and abortion providers basically charged with murder.
Yeah, well, Schultes is a scary individual. He's kind of a weird, well, I don't want to get into name calling, but he's just out there. I mean, he's out there.
Well, I saw him freaking out about this vaccine.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, because that's right up his alley right there.
Yeah. Well, I don't fit the mold. My husband doesn't either. We're married. We're both atheists. I'm pregnant, and we're both in construction.
Yeah, you're right. You don't fit the mold.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, it's just that I wish that they would for a second consider that they're elected representative government, so they're representing everyone else. It's not all about their decisions and their needs and their desires. And personally, I'm almost appalled at the behavior that's ignored, with Dobson just saying he was going to stick by Haggard and try and help him through the torture they call rehabilitation, and he just abandoned him. And to me, that's a prime example as to how it's, you know, just rampant.
Well, Dobson's got a good thing going. And he's got a good thing going because he makes a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a lot of power, at least under this administration. He may not under the next because it'll be Democratic. But he's got a lot of power, and he's got a good thing going. And that's a good racket he's got running down there.
Yeah, well, it's amazing, though. Even here in Colorado Springs, with their headquarters only a few miles away, there's a lot of focus on your own family stickers out here, too. So.
Good. Well, let's hope it increases. Thanks, Deborah.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jay.
All right. And I get these emails every once in a while from conservatives that will say, well, you're not telling me that Bill Clinton, and you're not telling me that Al Gore, and you're not telling me that they don't go to churches and they don't speak and they're involving religion and politics. Difference is, it's okay to have a speaker come in at a church, but it's wrong to get up there on the pulpit and advocate you vote a certain way and hand out voter guides. And I don't even answer those emails because it's like, you know what? What's the point of even trying to explain it?
Yeah, you can't.
You just can't, you know, you just can't get through to them. All right, thank you so much, everybody. Lawrence O'Donnell, I believe, is in for Al today. And we'll get together and knock heads again tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. if I can make myself get out of bed. Now that I've lost 53 pounds, I'm like...
You look marvelous.
I'm starving to death. Okay, we'll see you later.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail. A chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out. A chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke.